Yankee Stadium in New York. This is Jack Quinlan with Chuck Thompson welcoming you to the fifth game of the 1960 World Series between the New York Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates. On behalf of your hosts, the General Motors Corporation and the Gillette Safety Razor Company, it's another beautiful baseball day in New York. The temperature right now, 63 degrees, humidity 52%, the wind, 10 miles an hour, blowing from the plate out toward right field at the moment, and just ideal weather conditions again. So the weatherman again has given the 1960 World Series magnificent cooperation. It's game number 5 of the 60 World Series, with the Yankees again playing host to the Pirates here at Yankee Stadium, with the series all even now at 2 victories apiece. For the Yankees today, it's going to be right-hander Art Dittmar, and for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the little left-hander Harvey Haddix. This is Dittmar's third World Series with the Yankees, and this will be his fifth World Series game. It is the first World Series ever for Pirate softball Harvey Haddix. Staging a remarkable recovery, the spunky Pirates fought their way back to even terms with the Yankees here at the stadium yesterday by winning the fourth game 3-2. Thus, Danny Murtaugh's Bucks, after absorbing thrashings of 16-3 and 10-0, stand every bit as well as the Bombers from New York. The series is deadlocked, and no matter how this one goes today, Pittsburgh is assured of a sixth game at Forbes Field on Wednesday in the 4-out-of-7 struggle. Actually, it has moved from the best 4-out-of-7 series to what now has to be the best 2-out-of-3, because whoever wins the two games remaining, or two victories out of the three games remaining, will be the world champions for 1960. Vernon Law, Bill Verdon, and Elroy Face doubtless were the big names in yesterday's Pirate win. Law, a 20-game winner in the National League and victor in the first series game at Forbes Field last Wednesday, held off the Yankees for 6 1/3 innings. And Law struck the key blow in a fifth-inning outburst, which saw the Bucks score all their runs against young right-hander Ralph Terry of New York. With two out and Pittsburgh runners on first and second, Law doubled to drive in one run and set up the other two. Verdon drove those home with a single. And with that hit, a one-run Yankee advantage, which Bill Scourin had provided with a fourth-inning home run, vanished into the air. Law was favoring an ankle that suffered a slight sprain shortly before the series, and he began to falter in the seventh. Verdon, a fine center fielder, and Face, a relief pitcher extraordinary, moved into the spotlight. With one run in, the tying run on second, another Yankee on first and only one out, Face stepped up to the mound. He was greeted by a tremendous blast toward right center field off the bat of Yankee left fielder Bob Serve. Verdon, streaking over from center, made a fantastic, sensational leaping catch that sent him crashing into the wall at the 407 sign out near the bleachers in right center field. Then a dazzling pickup by Don Hoke, the third baseman, also helped in the ninth inning as Face preserved Law's second series win. Face, incidentally, rescued Law in the first game also. So the Pirates won it 3-2, and 67,812 witnesses here at Yankee Stadium saw the best competitive ball of this World Series so far. Except for the score, this was almost a duplicate of Pittsburgh's win in the opening game. Again, Face came on in the late innings, this time in the seventh, to bail out Law. And again, the key play of the Pittsburgh defense was the startling catch by Bill Verdon, which, of course, culminated in a crash into that center field wall. Again, the Yankees let Law get off the hook in the early innings, and again, one inning of ineffective pitching beat them. In the first game, a three-run uprising in the first inning put them into a hole from which they could not get out. Yesterday, the Pirates scored all of their runs in the fifth, with Law driving across the first against Ralph Terry with that two-base hit. The Yankees got 8 hits yesterday, one more than the Pirates. The big gun was Moose Scourin, who drove an opposite field home run into the lower seats in right field with a bases empty in the fourth, and doubled in the seventh, and later scored the second New York run. The strong factor in the game was the way Law and Face contained the batting power of the three successive left-handed swingers in the power section of the Yankee attack. Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and Yogi Berra were hitless in a combined total of 11 times up yesterday. Mantle, one short of Babe Ruth's record total of 15 World Series home runs, walked once, but he struck out twice. Now, this represented a neat comeback on the part of the Pirates, who had become humiliated by one-sided defeats in games 2 and 3. And the Yankees finished the day gazing at the clubhouse wall and wondering how many could have hit the ball so hard and so often and still be forced to go back to Pittsburgh after today's fifth game to complete the struggle for the championship. The two Pirate victories have been registered on a combined margin of 3 runs. The combined margin of the two Yankee victories is 23 runs. Serve led off the Yankee first inning with a single, and he raced to third on Tony Kubek's double to left, but Law then bore down hard, and he stopped the threat right then and there. Maris hit a fly to Roberto Clemente in right field, too short to permit Serve to score. Mantle was purposely walked with first base open to load him up, and then Vernon got 2 strikes on Yogi Berra, then he fooled Yogi with a pitch low and away. Berra reached for the ball, hit it on the end of his bat for a dribbler down the third base line. Don Hoke grabbed for the ball, stepped on third for a force play, and just did double Berra at first with a throw across to Dick Stewart. Skowron's home run came with 2 out in the fourth inning to give the Yankees their brief lead before the Buck rally came on in the top of the fifth. Terry had pitched 4 scoreless innings. Gino Cimulli opened the Pirate fifth with a single to right, and here Terry got his 1 bad break. Burgess hit a slow roller to Skowron, who charged the ball and tried to get a force play at second. Both runners were safe when Cimulli beat the first baseman's throw to Kubek. Hoke was the next hitter. With the Yankee defense set for a bunt, Hoke tried to push a bunt over Skowron's head, but it backfired, and then Bill Mazeroski popped into the infield, and Skowron caught the ball for the second out. So, Ralph Terry was going along in pretty good shape. But then Law hit to deep left field, well inside the line. Cimulli scored, and Burgess stopped at third on the double. Incidentally, it's Thanksgiving Day today up in Canada, so let us take this opportunity to wish our neighbors to the north a most happy holiday. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. It seemed yesterday, visiting in the Pirate dugout before the ball game, that they were upset mentally, really down, discouraged, worried about their lack of pitching in games 2 and 3, when they had been thoroughly belted, 16-3 and 10-0. But today, well, today it's a different Pirate dugout. They're happy, they're a peppy group, a team that now seems to believe in itself. The Yankees are the same. They haven't changed, win or lose. They react the same. Of course, they've been through this so many, many times before. The fifth game of the 1960 World Series is being brought to you from Yankee Stadium in New York.
Hurry on down to your store, honey, and catch yourself a great big deal. You'll find out you can save some money on paper made big deal. Capri 1-3, old man alive, was $2.49, not $1.95. So hurry on down to your store, honey, catch yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper made big deal.
It's Paper Mate's big deal, the Paper Mate Capri Mark III pen, regularly $2.49, is now just $1.95. Yes, the Capri Mark III, the pen that positively won't skip, even writes over butter, is now yours at the big deal price of only $1.95. And your Paper Mate is unconditionally guaranteed. If it doesn't perform, we'll replace it. So get a big deal. Get a Paper Mate Capri Mark III. Was $2.49, now just $1.95.
So won't you hurry on down to your store, honey? Catch yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper mate, big deal.
Down here at home plate, manager Casey Stengel of the New York Yankees, captain Dick Rowe of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the 6 umpires working the series. And let's now take a look at the batting order for this ball game today. For the Pirates, Bill Verdon will lead off and play center field. Dick Groth at shortstop, batting second. Roberto Clemente in right field, hitting third. Dick Stewart at first base. Gino Cimulli in left field. Smokey Burgess will do the catching. Don Hoke at third base. Bill Mazeroski at second base. And the pitcher is Harvey Haddix. He has won 11 and lost 10 during the year. For the Yankees, Gil McDougald will lead off and play third. Roger Maris in right field. Bob Serve in left. Mickey Mantle in center field, batting cleanup. Bill Skowron at first base. Elston Howard will do the catching. Bobby Richardson at second base. Tony Kubek at short. And Art Dittmar will do the pitching. Dittmar this year won 15, lost 9. Here now, Miss Lucy Monroe and our national anthem.
Miss Lucy Monroe.
Will everybody please step with me? Oh,
seconds for station identification. The umpires in the game today. Behind the plate, Dusty Bogus of the National League. At first base, John Stevens of the American League. At second base, Bill Jakowski of the National League. At third base, Nestor Shylock of the American League. On the left field foul line, Stan Landis from the National League. On the right field foul line, Jim Honachick of the American League. Art Dittmar was the starting and losing pitcher last Wednesday in the opening game of the series at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Now, though the Yankees won the pennant without a 20-game winner once again, Dittmar this season moved up to the number one spot on the staff as the team stopper and the right-handed ace. Though Art yielded more home runs than any previous Yankee hurler, he had his best season in Yankee pinstripes, and in two previous World Series, the big right-hander from Springfield, Massachusetts, was unscored on in 10 innings, and he lost the ball game last Wednesday, getting only one man out before he was taken out in the first inning at Forbes Field. Harvey Haddix is making his first World Series appearance. He hasn't been in any ball game yet in this series, and he's never been in a World Series before. This little left-hander, in May of 1959, wrote baseball history. For 12 consecutive innings, Harvey set the defending National League champion Milwaukee Braves down in 1-2-3 order. He pitched the first nine-inning perfect game in modern National League history, the first extra-inning perfect game in Major League history, and the longest string of perfect innings ever put together in a Major League game. From the ninth inning on, even the partisan fans in Milwaukee gave Harvey a standing ovation as he took and left the mound. And most were just as keenly disappointed as the Pirate fans were when Haddix lost his perfect game, lost the no-hitter, and lost the ball game itself in the 13th inning 1-0 on an error, an intentional walk, and a hit. On the mound is Art Dittmar. The Yankees have taken the field. They're throwing the practice ball around the infield. And in just a moment, the leadoff man for the Pittsburgh Pirates, one of the heroes in the ball game yesterday, center fielder Bill Verdon, will step into the batter's box in game number 5. Will be underway from Yankee Stadium here in New York. And now to bring you the first half of today's game, the fellow from Washington, D.C., who we've enjoyed so much doing these ball games, Chuck Thompson.
Thank you very much, Jack Quinlan, and good afternoon, baseball fans. On the mound for the New York Yankees, his second start in the 1960 World Series is the big, good-looking right-hander, Art Dittmar, who on the year for Casey Stengel won 15 ball games and lost 9, and was a most important type of a pitcher. He is known in baseball as a three-way man. He has the ability to start and finish. He also has the ability to be a short reliever and also has shown and demonstrated the ability to be a long reliever. Dittmar on the mound. Bill Verdon steps in for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Game number 5 is underway. Dittmar swings for the wide. The first pitch of the fifth game delivered to Bill Verdon is swung on and missed. Strike one and the game is underway. Defensively for the New York Yankees, around the infield, McDougal at third base, Kubek the shortstop, Bobby Richardson at second base, and Bill Scourin at first. One strike, the count to crouching left-hand batting Verdon. The breaking ball is cut on, popped up off the first base side in foul territory. Elston Howard, Yankee catcher, up the line under it, makes the grab for the first out of the inning. Verdon fouls out to the catcher, Elston Howard. The Yankee outfield this afternoon in game number 5 has Bob Serve in left field, Mickey Mantle in center field, and Roger Maris in right field. Here is the captain, the shortstop of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dick Groat. Bill Verdon, who just fouled out to Elston Howard, had been up 16 times with 3 hits. Groat also 16-3. The pitch is a strike call, as played on by Dusty Bogus. Groat is hitting in this series 188 and has driven in one run. Dittmar, looking in for the sign, delivers a breaking ball, swung on, fly ball into left field, a serve ranging a little bit to his right, coming into the ball now, makes the grab, and that'll be the second out of the inning. Bill Stafford was a possible nominee for this ball game today, and many of the baseball men here in New York tell us, have the Yankees been able to win yesterday? It is quite possible that Casey Stengel would have started the young rookie Bill Stafford. But it is Art Dittmar who has retired Verdon on a foul pop to Elston Howard and Dick Groat on a fly ball to left field, and now is facing Roberto Clemente. Right-hand batter swings, ground ball hit right to the shortstop Kubek. He grabs off the left foot, throws the first in plenty of time to get Clemente, and the Pirates are 3 up and 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of the first half inning of play, the Pirates nothing and the Yankees nothing. Well, you know, Pittsburgh fans by the thousands poured into New York by train, bus, plane, just about any way they could get here, and that's real enthusiasm for you. And I liken it to the enthusiasm men show for the new Gillette Super Blue Blade. Ask any user, and he'll tell you the wonderful difference the Gillette Super Blue Blade makes in shaving. How fast and how easy. A special process, absolutely exclusive with Gillette, makes the edge so incredibly fast and easy shaving, why you hardly know you have a blade in the razor. Now, that's been the experience of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of men. And I firmly believe your experience will be the same. So for refreshing shaves, clean shaves, why not give the remarkable Gillette Super Blue Blade a trial? Here's your chance to do so at a saving. You get a supply of Super Blues in a handy zip-out dispenser with a Gillette Super Speed razor in a compact modern travel case for only 89 cents. Or buy them in dispenser of 10 for 69 cents, 15 for a dollar. Three up and three down with the Pirates in the top of the first inning, and now it'll be Gil McDougal to lead off for the New York Yankees in the last half of the first inning. McDougal in the series has been up 14 times with five base hits and has a World Series average of 357. Gil has knocked in two runs and will be up against Harvey Haddix, the fellow that most of the baseball folks refer to as the Kitten, likened unto the great Cardinal left-hander of some years ago, Harry the Cat Burkeen. Harvey Haddix, who won 11 and lost 10 for the Pirates this year, one of the finest fielding pitchers in all of baseball, and a man who throws an excellent overhand curveball and a fine slider. The first pitch to McDougal is a ball a little high. Now, defensively, behind Haddix, the Pirates again have Don Hoke at third, Dick Grote at short, Mazeroski at second base, and Dick Stewart at first. The little left-hander throws, and McDougal looks at the pitch over the outside corner above the knees, and the count is a ball and a strike to the Yankee leadoff batter, Gil McDougal. In the outfield for Pittsburgh, Cimoli in left field, Bill Burden in center field, and Clemente in right. And again behind the plate today, Smokey Burgess. One ball, one strike to Yankee leadoff hitter Gil McDougal. Right-hand batting, left-hand pitching. The southpaw throws. Here's a bunt down the third base side. Charging Hoke, bare-handed pickup. Throw to first. He's got him on a dandy play by Don Hoke. Gil McDougal dropped what looked like a beautiful bunt down third base. Hoke had the only play possible, and that was to try and make it with a bare hand and throw without using any excess motion. He did so and retired McDougal on a fine defensive play for the first out in the last half of the first inning. Here now is Roger Maris. The left-hand batting Yankee right fielder has been up in this series 16 times with four base hits, one of those a home run in the first inning of the first game. And is hitting for an average of 250. Outfield overshifts toward right and very deep as a left-hander Haddix throws a sweeping curve that misses outside low, ball one. Don Hoke against the left-hand hitting of Roger Maris is extremely wide of the bag at third, and the rest of the Pirate infield has overshifted to the first base side. Beautiful, bright, sunshiny day. Haddix throws. Here's a ball low and away, and the count now, two balls, no strikes. Haddix has given Maris a couple of breaking balls and has missed the strike zone low and away. And the 2-0 pitch now to Maris. He swings ground ball sharply hit towards second baseman Mazeroski. He makes the pickup, throws to first, and plenty of time to retire Maris. And the Yankees are two up and two down. And here now is Bob Serve. Serve enjoying a fine series for Casey Stengel in 10 official at-bats, has hit safely four times. Has a .400 batting average. The more I look at Harvey Haddix, and it has not been my pleasure to see him frequently over the 1960 baseball season, just here and there, he certainly would remind a fella of Harry the Cat Burkeen. The pitch is swung on, ground ball slowly hit third baseway, charging his hope, left-hand pickup, quick throw to first. Off the bag, gets by Stewart, out into foul territory. Serve is on his way to second base. Stewart digs the ball out of the base of the box seat railing, and Serve is standing up at second. And we'll get the official scorer's verdict in just a moment. It is ruled an infield hit, a slow roller down third baseway, and naturally, against the right-hand power of Bob Serve, third baseman Hoke was playing extremely deep. He charged and made the throw to first. It was off the target, very wide, and Stewart was unable to come up with the throw. That allowed Bob Serve to take second base. The ruling, an infield hit for Bob Serve, and a throwing error charged to the third baseman, Don Hoke. So with two out, the Yankees have a runner halfway around, And the batter now is going to be Mickey Mantle. And Pirate's strategy is to put him on. They are not going to pitch to Mantle. He is being issued an intentional pass. Ball two is outside. Mantle is going to be put on. Ball three. Well, the way Mantle is hit as a right-handed batter in this series, it would appear to be a pretty good idea. So Mantle has been given the intentional pass, and now here is Bill Skowron, who is also having a great series insofar as percentages are concerned. Skowron has been to the plate 19 times, has hit safely 8 times, has a double and a home run, and 4 runs batted in, carries a .421 batting average. 2 out. Yankee runners at first and second. Bill Skowron the batter. No score in the ballgame. Last half of the first inning from Yankee Stadium. The first pitch to Skowron. He swings and fouls it away into the mezzanine level right alongside us. The error charged to Don Hoke a moment ago, a throwing error, was the second Pirate error of the series. Bob serve at second base. Mickey Mantle at first. And a count of 1 strike to the big swinger, Bill Skowron. Harvey Haddix, the Pirate left-hander, kicks and throws. He curved him high on a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Game number 5 from Yankee Stadium. Tomorrow will be an off day. And then we'll resume again Wednesday afternoon in Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Now the 1 ball, 1 strike pitch coming down to Bill Skowron. The southpaw throw, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Looked like that fine curve that really dropped off the table. Sharp breaking pitch. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Bill Skowron. The Yankees with a bit of a threat mounted here in the last half of the first inning. Serve is at second base. Mantle at first base. 2 out. And the 1 ball, 2 strike pitch to Skowron. He struck him out. Swing and a miss. As Skowron goes down, and the Yankees are retired in the first inning. No runs. 1 base hit. 1 Pirate error and 2 men left. And at the end of the first inning of play, the score, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing, the New York Yankees nothing. Well, you know, that fellow Yogi Berra has not only caught, but has also played left and right field in this 1960 series. And I can't recall a major leaguer who ever played all 9 positions. And it might be a far cry from baseball to shaving, but you know, there is a razor that adjusts to 9 positions. Yes, sir, it's the Gillette Adjustable, offering 9 different settings, 9 different degrees of edge exposure and angle. You choose the one exactly right for your combination of skin and beard. And just a turn of the micrometer dial on the handle of the Gillette Adjustable, and in no time, you find the setting that gives you fast shaves and easy shaves. Now, a supply of those incomparable new Gillette Super Blue Blades comes with the Gillette Adjustable Razor. There's a combination that just can't miss, giving you clean, refreshing shaves that have to be experienced to be believed. In streamlined travel case, the Adjustable Razor and Super Blue Blades cost $1.95. For the Pirates, in the top of the second inning, Dick Stewart will lead off. He will be followed by Gino Cimoli, and then it'll be Smokey Burgess. We have been informed that as the game started, the temperature here was 72 degrees at Yankee Stadium, so we've had absolutely perfect weather for baseball. Here is Stewart, big, powerfully built, right-handed batter, hitting 167 on the series. The pitch is swinging a ground ball, and it may get in the hole. It does. On through the left field. A sharply hit ground ball between short and third and on through the left field. And Stewart is on with the Pirates' first hit in game number 5. And for Stewart, his third hit in the series. That'll bring out Gino Cimoli. Cimoli has 11 hits in, or rather 3 hits in 11 trips to the plate with a .273 batting average. No score, second inning, the Yankees nothing, the Pirates nothing, and Art Ditmar on the mound for the Bombers. Cimoli, a right-hand batter with a pronounced closed stance, the pitch to Cimoli, swinging a ground ball, hops over the pitcher's head, charging in front of the bag to second baseman Richardson, makes the tag of Stewart coming into second base for his only play. A slow hopping ground ball over the head of pitcher Art Ditmar, fielded by Richardson in front of the bag at second, and he put the tag on the sliding Dick Stewart for the first out of the inning. On at first base. On the force is Gino Cimoli. And the batter now will be Smokey Burgess. Smokey and Dick Stewart were talking a little bit before the ball game today. Neither very happy over their batting in this series so far. Smokey hitting but 182. The pitch is swung on a line drive down the right field line. Fair ball, base hit into the deep right field corner. Around second, on his way to third goes Holt. On his way to second is Burgess, and here's a throw to second base. Not in time. He slides in with the double. Smokey Burgess ripped a line drive over the head of the leaping first baseman Bill Scarron down the right field foul line. Somoli went wheeling all the way around to third base, held up there by Frank Osiak, and skidding in under the throw at second was Burgess on a two-base hit, his first double of the series. And the Pirates now have runners at second and third with one out. In the top of the second inning, and the batter is Don Hope. He's hitting .231 in this series. Right-handed batter waiting the first pitch from Art Ditmar. Here it is. It's a little high on the ball one. Well, the Yankees had a couple of men on in the last half of the first inning, were unable to score. The Pirates now with runners at second and third and one out in the top of the second. Ditmar into the move now. The pitch coming down is low and away to the right-hand batting Hope. A count of ball two, no strikes to Don Hope. Hope stepping out momentarily. And now back in again. Ditmar leaning in to pick up the sign from Elston Howard. Burgess walks off the lead at second base. Somoli down from third. The pitch is high and tight to Hope and a ball. Three balls, no strikes to Don. Three balls, no strikes to Don Hoke. Let's see what he does on this 3-0 count. Ditmar into the move now. The big Yankee right-hander throws. A strike call to hit the inside corner of the letters. Hope doing a little window shopping that time, trying to buy his way on with a walk, but plate umpire Vargas stopped him with that swing of the right arm. Somoli, the runner at third base. Burgess, the runner at second base. One out here in the Pirate half of the second inning. And now Don Hoke figures that Ditmar is taking too much time, so he steps out, looking down third base way. And now right back in again. Ditmar ready to go. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming to Don Hoke. Swinging a ground ball hit off the third base side. Charging is Kubek. The play will be to third base, and it's to the ball to stop. Burgess will save the third. And Hoke is on his way to second base, and he's going to make it. Kubek came in for the slow roller, made the pickup, and threw to McDougal in an effort to tag the sliding Burgess. And McDougal was unable to grab the throw. It rolled out in foul territory. Of course, while it was going on, Somoli scored the first run. And Don Hope went wheeling all the way to second base. They have ruled an error to the third baseman, Gil McDougal, down the play. Run batted in for Don Hope. Hope hit a slow roller to Kubek, who threw to McDougal, trying to tag Burgess at third. The ball skidded out of the glove of McDougal. Burgess is safe. Hope has gone down to second base. The Pirates lead 1-0. And here is Bill Mazeroski. Art Ditmar throws a swing and a miss. Strike one. The Yankee error has been charged to Gil McDougal, the third baseman. The fifth Yankee error in the series. Mazeroski swings a ground ball over the head of the third baseman out into the left field corner. Good for what might be extra bases. Burgess scores run number two. Hoke is coming to the plate. The throw goes to second. Not in time. The Pirates lead 3-0. Bill Mazeroski hit a hopping ground ball down third base way. Skidded over the head of the leaping McDougal and out into the deep left field corner. Burgess came rolling right around with the second run of the ball game, and all the way from second base, Don Hope with the third run, and Mazeroski went into second with a stand-up double, and Casey Stengel has gone to the mound. He is hollering to second base umpire Jackowski, and they are relaying the signals to the bullpen in right field, and it would appear that we are to have a Yankee pitching change. So Art Ditmar is finding it unusually rough in this 1960 World Series. The fine Yankee right-hander was unable to weather the Pirate first inning in the first game, and now in game number five is unable to get through the second inning. We're waiting to see which pitcher will be called from the Yankee bullpen. Dittmar has pitched an inning and one-third. And the Pirates have nicked him for three base hits. He has not walked a batter, nor has he fanned anyone, and the three Pirate runs have been charged to Art Dittmar. And from the Yankee bullpen in deep right field comes the left-hander, Luis Arroyo. Arroyo, for Casey Stengel and the Yankees this year, appeared in 29 ball games, all in relief, pitched 41 innings, won 5, and lost 1. Luis Arroyo. And here's a fellow who, as many of you will recall, I am sure, was a former Pittsburgh Pirate. He was purchased from Jersey City late in July by the Yankees, and here's a man who features an excellent screwball, native of Puerto Rico. And he has also seen service with the Cardinals, with Cincinnati, and, of course, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Luis Arroyo is replacing Art Dittmar in the Pirate half of the second inning, with the Pirates in front by a score of 3-0. While Arroyo talks things over with catcher Elston Howard and his manager, Casey Stengel, let's go back over this inning very briefly for you. Dick Stewart led off with a single to left field. Gino Cimoli hit a slow hopping ground ball over the head of the pitcher. It was grabbed by the second baseman Richardson in front of the bag, and he tagged Dick Stewart for the first out, and of course Cimoli is safe at first. Then Smokey Burgess ripped a double down the right field line at the deep right field corner, advancing Cimoli to third base. Burgess is on at second base. Don Hope then hit a slow roller to the shortstop Kubek. Kubek elected to go to third base to Gil McDougal to try and make a play on Burgess sliding in. McDougal dropped the ball. Burgess was safe. Hope went to second base. Mazeroski then faced Art Dittmar, hit a ground ball that bounced over the head of third baseman McDougal into the deep left field corner, scored Burgess from third, and Don Hope from second base, and the Pirates lead the ball game 3-0, and Luis Arroyo has come out of the Yankee bullpen to see if he can stop the surging Pirates. And the batter will be Harvey Haddix. And Haddix, in 29 ball games for the Pirates this year, hit .258. Haddix is classified as a good hitting pitcher. Harvey Haddix. And he hits him the way he throws him, as a left-handed batter. Luis Arroyo on the mound for the New York Yankees now, replacing Art Dittmar. The pitch coming down to Haddix is a ball outside low. The Pirates, with an early move against the Yankees, lead the ballgame by a score of 3-0. One out, and Mazeroski is the runner at second base. The pitch coming down to Harvey Haddix, way outside, and a ball two. Elston Howard had to really extend that left arm to keep that ball from coming right on through. Haddix, a left-handed batter, hits out of a straightaway stance. Arroyo, a little short, chunky left-hander, checks the runner at second base, throws. Haddix looks, it's inside low, ball three. 3-0 to Haddix. Three balls, no strikes to the Pirate hurler, Harvey Haddix. Waiting now, the pitch from Luis Arroyo. Mazeroski edging out to a bigger lead at second base. Pirates lead the ball game 3-0 here in this top half of the second inning. Arroyo throws. Here's a strike called. And it appeared that Haddix was under wraps and taking all the way. Olsiak looking into the Pirate dugout and then relaying the wigwag to batter Harvey Haddix. Olsiak being the Pirate third base coach. One out. 3-0. Pirates over the Yankees. Arroyo into the stretch. Sets. And the 3-1 to Haddix. He looks again and it's a strike two call. Fill it up now. Three balls, two strikes to Harvey Haddix. All ready to go once again. Elston Howard pumps up the sign. Here's Arroyo into the stretching move. He sets. And the 3-2 pitch to Harv Haddix. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He gave him that good scrutiny. screwball thrown by the left-hand pitcher Arroyo to a left-handed batter such as Haddix or to Burden, who is now stepping in, would break down and in. It is the opposite of a curveball. Burden in the first inning fouled out to the catcher Elston Howard. Two out now. Pirates 3, Yankees nothing. And here's Arroyo's first offering to Bill Burden. Ball just outside. Three Pirate base hits, a Yankee error, and the Pirates are out in front 3-0. And Arroyo, replacing Ditmar now, checks Elston Howard for the sign. Bill Mazeroski, the runner at second base, edges out to a bigger lead. The kick and the pitch. It's a little high and away. And a ball, two to Bill Burden. Who made perhaps one of the most spectacular catches in the World Series, has made two of the more spectacular. The drive he caught hit by Yogi Berra in Forbes Field was certainly one of the most spectacular plays, and none will ever forget the leaping catch he made of the ball that serve hit yesterday. Now the 2-0 pitch to Bill Burden. Arroyo throws, swing and a ground foul in the dirt at the plate. And the count is 2-1. One to Bill Burden. He's knocked in 3 Pirate runs in the series so far. Arroyo, a very deliberate worker, taking his time into that abbreviated stretch now. The little left-hander sets, kicks, and throws. Swing and another foul ball in the dirt behind the plate, and the count levels 2-2 to Bill Burden. This fellow is such an outstanding defensive center fielder that he amazes even his own teammates. They'll see him make a play one day and say, that's the greatest play he's ever made, and then Burden will come right back in another day or two and cap his previous performances. There is more activity now in the Yankee bullpen. 2-2 to Bill Burden. 2 out, Mazeroski, the runner at second base, Pirates leading 3-0. And Arroyo about ready to go again. Left-hander throws. Look out. High and tight. Burden rocked back out of the way. Ball 3. 3-2 now to Bill. Pretty good hole in that Yankee outfield between center fielder Mickey Mantle and left fielder Bob Serve. Mantle has swung a little bit toward right center, and Serve is up a little shallow in left field and favoring left center just a little bit. 3-2 to Bill Burden. 2 out of the inning. And the 3-2 now. Is swung on and a lifted pop foul outside of third, chasing toward the seats. McDougal getting under it now against the railing. A beautiful backhanded grab by McDougal, and he almost tumbled over the box seat railing, but held out of the ball. Burden fouls out to the third baseman McDougal. And now in this top of the second inning for the Pirates, 3 runs on 3 bases, 1 Yankee error, 1 man left. The score at the end of an inning and a half, the Pittsburgh Pirates 3, the New York Yankees nothing.
For the cool refreshing lift you crave, try a Gillette Foamy Shave. Shave and cool and shave and wet. Beats any kind of shaving yet. Shave Gillette.
Well, when you're really all but out on your feet, sail into a Gillette Foamy Shaving Cream Shave. Man, that's comfort. That's refreshment. Foamy speeds the razor across your face, stays moist until the final stroke. Smooth is the word for a foamy shave. Pleasant smelling, too. Add K34, the antiseptic that destroys harmful bacteria. And no wonder, Foamy is the nation's fastest growing instant lather. Regular for 79 cents, giant economy size 98 cents. Foamy with bracing menthol added, same price. We pause 30 seconds for station identification. Haddix's first offering is fouled away down the third base side by Elston Howard, leadoff hitter in the bottom of the second inning. Cut at that curveball and nubbed it foul down third base way. Strike one to Elston Howard, and the left-hander throws. Swing, and there's a fly ball well hit at the right field corner. Chasing Clemente, can't get to it, and it hops off the box seat railing. Clemente couldn't get to the ball, now charges him and makes the pickup as Howard goes into second standing up. Clemente tried to play the rebound off the box seat railing out there, and the ball skidded by him. He had to chase it into shallow right field, and Howard went there cruising right on into second base with a stand-up double into the right field corner. Hit number two for the Yankees off Harvey Haddix. The batter now will be Bobby Richardson. Richardson having a tremendous series. The little man from Sumter, South Carolina, hitting .438. 16 trips to the plate. He has hit safely seven times, and three of the seven have been extra base hits, two doubles, and the unforgettable Grand Slam home run. Swing ground ball hit off the first base side. Second baseman Mazeroski to his left. Throws to the pitcher covering at first, just in time to get Richardson. Boy, that was close. Little Bobby really hustling. On the play, advance Elston Howard to third base. Richardson grounds out. Second baseman to the pitcher covering at first. Due to the fact that Dick Stewart, first baseman, had gone wide to his right in an effort to get to the ball, Haddix broke over and covered the bag. Here is Tony Kubek. Kubek hitting .444. He has eight World Series hits in 18 trips. One out. Yankee runner Elston Howard at third base. And here is Kubek, batting in the number eight spot in the Yankee order. Southpaw Harvey Haddix into the move now. First pitch to Kubek. Swing and a ground ball. Slowly hit down first baseway. Charging is Dick Stewart. It hits the bag. He grabs it, tags the bag ahead of Kubek while the run scores. A slow roller down the first base side, and Stewart laying deep down that way, charged in, and just as he got to the bag, the ball hit the bag and popped up in the air. Stewart grabbed it, stepped on the bag just ahead of Kubek for the second out of the inning, and on the play, Elston Howard comes home with the Yankees' first run. The batter now will be pitcher Luis Arroyo. He appeared in the 1960 campaign regular season just five times as a batter and failed to hit. Luis Arroyo. Kubek grounds out to first baseman Stewart and Howard to score, so the score is now the Pirates 3 and the Yankees 1. And here is Arroyo. Another left-handed batter. Haddix into the move with two out and none on. Throws, swing and a ground ball over the pitcher's head. Charging to the bag at second base is the shortstop. He makes a quick throw to first in time to get Luis Arroyo. Dick Rowe cut in front of the bag and in front of his second baseman Mazeroski and made the grab and a lightning quick throw to Stewart at first in time to retire Arroyo. So the Yankees in the second inning show one run on one hit, no Pirate errors, none left, and the score at the end of two full innings, it's the Pirates 3 and the Yankees 1. Even though he's not playing today, there's certainly no doubt about it. The American League considers Yogi Berra one of the smartest handlers of pitchers in the league. Milwaukee's Del Crandall has the same standing in the National League. Del's alert, smart as a whip, a real pro in every way, even to the way he shaves. There's no question that he uses the new Gillette Super Blue Blade. Del says, say, that blade is a real beaut. I never dreamed that shaving could be so easy. Well, that's what they all say. The fact is, when you try the Gillette Super Blue Blade, you get a shaving experience that's almost unbelievable. Shave so cool and refreshing, so quick and easy, so downright comfortable. Why, you know, I could shoot the moon about them. It's the new Gillette Super Blue Blade Edges. They're produced by a new and exclusive Gillette process. Double for economy, too. The Super Blue fits all Gillette razors. While the store you trade with still has them, here's a bargain. On our special trial offer, you get a dispenser of new Super Blue Blades with a modern one-piece Gillette Super Speed razor in a neat travel case, all for the rock-bottom price of just 89 cents. Separately, Gillette Super Blue Blades are 10 for 69 cents, 15 for a dollar. Dick Grote will lead off for Pittsburgh in this top of the third inning. Grote flied out to left in the first inning and made a dandy play to retire Arroyo to end the Yankee half of the second. Arroyo, incidentally, complained just momentarily to the first base umpire about the fact that Stewart was not on the bag when receiving the throw from Dick Grote. The complaint was disallowed. All ready to go now. Luis Arroyo delivering to Dick Grote. Ball inside. The Pirates, three runs on three hits, and the Yankees, one run on two hits. Arroyo now into that full wind, and the 1-0 pitch coming down to Grote. He swings a line drive, base hit, over the head of the third baseman, out in that deep left field corner. Serve is running it down. Here is Grote around first, on his way to second, and he'll pull in with a stand-up double. A line drive over the head of the third baseman down at the left field corner, and Grote is on with his second double of the series. And the fourth Pirate hit of the ball game. None out. The Pirates with a runner halfway round. On a second is Dick Grohl. And here now will be Robert Clemente, or Roberto Clemente. In his brief college career, this fellow spent a little time throwing the javelin. I know nothing of his ability as a javelin thrower, but he can certainly throw that baseball. Clemente, in the first inning, bounced out to the shortstop. Grote leads second base. None out. And the first pitch coming to Clemente. He looked as though he were going to bunt and then took the pitch for a strike. Clemente ran the hands up the bat and squared off to face the pitcher and took it all the way for strike one called. We are told that Bill Stafford is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. Stafford. Now Arroyo ready to deliver the one strike pitch to Clemente. He swings and misses strike two. And that's that big swing. Clemente, on occasion, will swing himself right out from underneath his hat. And on more than one occasion, has run right out from underneath that hat. Two strikes to Clemente. Dick Grote, the Pirate runner at second base. None out, and the Pirates lead the ball game 3-1 in this top half of the third inning. Arroyo, ready to go now, looks back to check second, throws. Swing and a drive for a base hit in the hole between short and third. Around third, headed for the plate, comes Dick Grohl. He's going to score without attracting a throw. And the Pirates lead now by a score of 4-1. Clemente singles to left, scoring Grohl from second base. And that'll be the second run batted in of the 1960 series for Clemente at his sixth World Series hit. 4-1, the Pirates over the Yankees. None out in the inning. And as Stewart steps in from out of the dugout on the first base side comes the Yankee manager, Casey Stengel. Well, you know, there were some pretty close calls in yesterday's ball game, and a lot of the newspapers here in New York today, of course, reporting all facets of this ball game, naturally mentioned a few of the more controversial plays. And Casey Stengel was asked to sum up the ball game yesterday. He said, well, we've beaten most clubs without the help of umpires, and who can say that those plays weren't questionable? But then Stengel went on to say, but that's what they pay those men for, to make those decisions. Elston Howard up on the mound, talking with Luis Arroyo and Casey Stengel. And I believe we're going to get another Yankee hurler. So Luis Arroyo this afternoon has pitched two-thirds of an inning and has allowed two base hits. Arroyo didn't walk anyone. He struck out a batter and is charged with one run. And of course, Clemente, the runner at first base, is also the responsibility of the departing Luis Arroyo.
Number 22, Bill Stafford.
Bill Stafford is coming out of the bullpen to do the pitching for the New York Yankees. The Yankees purchased his contract from Richmond of the International League on August the 13th, and he finished the year with a 3-1 record and had a very fine 2.21 earned run average for 61 innings. He came up when Yankee pitching was in one of its variable states and lent immediate stability. He has a good variety, he throws hard, pretty good control, I'm told, and for a youngster has displayed excellent poise under fire. Bill Stafford, now on replacing Luis Arroyo. Stengel with a few final words for the third Yankee hurler in this ball game. With the Pirates batting in the top of the third, none out. One run in, Pirates 4, Yankees 1. Clemente, the runner at first base, and waiting for the first pitch is the Pirate batter, first baseman Dick Stewart. Bill Stafford on the mound now for the New York Yankees. Gino Cimoli has come up out of the on-deck ring, standing alongside of Dick Stewart as they take a look at the young Stafford's offerings. Ditmar started this afternoon, went an inning and a third, and the Pirates got to him for three base hits and three runs. Luis Arroyo came on to stop the Pirates in the second inning, but in the third inning, the Pirates went right back to work again as Dick Grove led off with a line double down into left field corner, and Clementi followed with a single into left field, scoring Grove, and the Pirates lead 4-1. Bill Stafford from Athens, New York, 22 years old, right-hander, to pitch to Dick Stewart. Now, Scarron, of course, tied to the bag at first base. Clementi takes a little bit of a lead. The pitch to Stewart, swing and a ground ball foul outside of third. Strike one to Dick Stewart. In the second inning, Stewart opened with a single to left field and then was promptly forced at second base. One strike to Stewart. Well, Stewart and Burgess, who were both kidding a little bit about their hitting, or rather lack of it, in this 1960 series, have both hit safely the first time up this afternoon. A let-up is high and outside for a ball. Stafford really took a lot off that pitch, but it stayed high and outside to Dick Stewart. Yankee outfield deep and swung a little bit toward left to Stewart. Maris, the right fielder, swung around toward right center in front of the bullpen entrance. Pitch coming down to Stewart. He swings a towering pop fly off the third base side of the infield. McDougal, third baseman, coming down the line, getting under it, and McDougal makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Stewart pops out to third baseman McDougal. One away in the Pirate half of the third, and the batter now will be Gino Cimoli, who forced Stewart at second base in the second inning. Michael, a young man from the Golden Gate City of San Francisco. Now a quick throw to first, but Clementi is back in time. Stafford almost caught Clementi going the wrong way. Now Roberto dances out to a bigger lead. As Stafford goes to the stretch, he sets, and the pitch to Cimoli. Swinging a ground foul into the Yankee dugout off the first base side. Strike one to Cimoli. A beautiful, sunshiny afternoon in New York. 72 degrees at game time. And the Pirates lead New York 4-1. Pirates batting here in the top of the third. Stafford into the stretch. And the one-strike pitch to Cimoli. Swing and there's a fly ball. Well hit deep into right, but Maris has got it in range. Out near the warning track, the Yankee right fielder makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Returning to first base, Clementi. Cimoli flies out to the right fielder, Roger Maris. That'll bring on Smokey Burgess. A little round fella who has done so much hitting for the Pirates and quite a little bit of their catching. First time out in the second inning, Smokey hit a screamer, a real line drive into the right field corner for two bases. Burgess hits out of an open stance and deep in the box. Clementi with a good lead at first base, was set by Stafford. And now he straddles the rubber, and so Clementi checks back toward the bag. Burgess, meantime, backs out. Everything stops. Now we're ready. Stafford with a quick throw to first. Back in time, Clementi. Now the set. And the first pitch to Burgess. A let-up is swung on and missed. Strike one. Stafford pulled the string beautifully, and Burgess really gave it a rip. And all of the fans here at Yankee Stadium kind of laughing it up a little bit in appreciation of the all-out effort shown by Burgess trying to find that change-up pitch. Here's a breaking ball that misses low inside to Burgess. One ball and one strike now. Bill Stafford, 22-year-old right-hander, on the mound for the New York Yankees, the third Yankee for the afternoon. Now the 1-1 pitch to Burgess is outside low on a ball. 2-1. Two out here in this top half of the third. One Pirate run in. The Pirates lead the game 4-1. And Stafford ready to go now. The 2-1 pitch is high and away. Ball three. Fastball from Stafford really took off and sailed that time. Three balls, one strike. Now let's see what little Smokey will be doing on the 3-1 pitch from Bill Stafford. Will he be taking or let her rip? We'll know in a moment. Stafford kicks and throws, and Bergball sharply hit right at the second baseman Richardson. He makes the throw to first in time to retire Burgess. But the Pirates pick up one run on two base hits, no errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play, the Pirates 4 and the Yankees 1. Well, you know, down in the Yankee clubhouse, you can't find a locker, not one, without the new Right Guard deodorant. We made sure of that. We put a can in every locker. But how those players went for it, and we knew they would. Brand new Right Guard is a spray deodorant made especially for men. Just a touch of the nozzle under each arm, and you have 24-hour protection. You get complete coverage as Right Guard checks perspiration and destroys the bacteria that cause odor. Right Guard's power spray gets right through to you and dries on contact. No more sticky creams, drippy squeeze bottle sprays, or gummy-feeling roll-ons. You feel fresh, are fresh, and refresh. Right Guard is attractive in its bright copper-colored container. Top of the Yankee batting order, Gil McDougal, Roger Maris, Bob Serb to face Harv Haddix in the bottom of the third inning. Well, McDougal in the first inning was thrown out on a wonderful play by Don Hoke. Gil tried to bunt his way on, and Hoke came charging down the third baseline, made the barehanded pickup and quick throw, and got McDougal. Well, Yankee Stadium begins to loosen up just a little bit more now as some of the Yankee fans come to life in hopes that the Yankees will make a move against the Pirates. Harv Haddix up on the mound, looks down to Burgess for the sign, and here comes the first one to Gil McDougal. Low and outside, ball one. And the 1-0 pitch coming down to McDougal. He looks, it's up high on the ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Pirate manager Danny Murtaugh has already nominated his pitcher for game number six. He said it'll be Bob Friend. And the 2-0 pitch is high and outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes, to leadoff batter Gil McDougal. Bob Friend, incidentally, who has been named to start the sixth game, is also in the Pirate bullpen this afternoon, and Murtaugh says I'll use him if I need him. 3-0 to McDougal is a strike call, and McDougal was taking all the way, ran the hands up the bat, leaned in, followed the pitch right into the mid of Smokey Burgess. Haddix into the move now, and the 3-1 pitch coming down to Gil McDougal. Swinging a ground ball, backhanded beautifully by pitcher Harv Haddix. He runs halfway to first baseman, makes another hand throw to Stewart, and retires McDougal. Boy, that fella is quick as a cat on the mound. He just darted off the first base side of the mound, made a beautiful backhanded grab, and then a flip throw to Stewart to retire Gil McDougal. The batter, Roger Maris. One out, none on. Yankees hitting in the last half of the third inning. The Pirates, four, and the Yankees, nothing. Maris went out on a ground ball to Mazeroski at second base in the first inning. Mazeroski is playing Maris extremely deep. He's a couple of steps back in the outfield grass. A sweeping curve is outside low to Roger Maris. Ball one. Now Haddix not wasting any time. The little left-hander throws. Maris takes low. Ball two. 2-0 to Roger Maris. Haddix doing a little groundwork up on the mound right now, scratching around up there very briefly to check on his footing. As he strides toward the plate, he was unhappy with his touchdown spot and straightened it out. Now the 2-0 pitch, strike. Good curve from Haddix, who on occasion, I'm told, will go to the sidearm pitch to the left-handed batter and can be quick Two balls, one strike to Maris. Haddix throws. Curve missing low and away again. Sweeping big curve ball. Had a lot of break. Three balls, one strike to Roger Maris. One out. None on. In the Yankee half of the third, the Pirates four and the Yankees one. Here's a 3-1 to Maris. He swings and there it goes. What a shot. Upper deck home run for Roger Maris. Roger Maris has hit one far out into the afternoon, way up there in the upper deck in about the second or third row of the box seats. And there wasn't any doubt about it, none whatsoever. The moment the ball left the bat, everybody in the ballpark knew it was gone. 4-2, Pirates over the Yankees, and here it serves. Swings ground ball off the first base side. A bit to his left, second baseman Mazeroski makes the pickup and throw in time to retire serve for the second out. The batter now, Mickey Mantle, two out, one run in on the Maris home run, his second home run in the 1960 series. Mantle, in the first inning, was issued an intentional pass. Now Haddix all ready to go. First pitch coming down to Mantle. Inside low on the ball. Now the 1-0 pitch coming down to Mickey Mantle. Curve is cut out and missed. Strike one. One and one now. Mr. Maris laid some kind of wood on that home run. It was quite a blast until you begin to think that this fellow Mantle, as a left-handed batter, has hit them right up against the facing below the roof at Yankee Stadium. Now the 1-1 pitch to Mantle. It's low inside of the ball. Two balls, one strike. Two and one to Mickey Mantle. Two out. One run in on the Maris home run. And the Pirates holding a 4-2 lead in this last half of the third. Harvey Haddix throws a curve. Misses low and inside again. 3-1 to Mantle. Now what do you think Mantle will be doing with this 3-1 pitch from Haddix, huh? Here's the wind by the left-hander. The 3-1 pitch coming to Mantle. He swings and misses. Strike two. And that was a pretty good bender from the southpaw. Haddix, along with a good overhand curveball, I'm told, has an outstanding slider, which is a pitch that moves like a curve, except that it doesn't drop. It just slides. Now the 3-2 pitch coming down to Mantle. It's too low and a ball four. So Mantle has drawn his second walk. And the batter now will be Bill Scowrop. Bill Scowron struck out against Haddix in the first inning. Two down. Mantle the runner at first base. And here is Scowron. Haddix deals. He's inside with the ball. A lot of times when Scowron steps in, it would sound as though some of the Yankee fans were booing. Actually, what they're saying is moose, moose. Remember Ray Boone? Every time he stepped in, it sounded as though they were booing him, and they were just repeating his name, Boone. One ball, no strikes to Scowron. Mantle at first. Pitch, swing on, fly ball, deep in the right. Clemente going to his right, coming up on the ball a little bit, makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Scowron flies out to right. The Yankees, one run, one base hit. There were no Pirate errors, and the man is left on. The score at the end of three complete now. The Pittsburgh Pirates, four. The New York Yankees, two.
How are you fixed for blades?
I mean Gillette.
man can ever get. How are you fixed for blades?
I mean,
Gillette Super Blue Blades.
Don Hoke, waiting to lead off in the fourth inning against Bill Stafford, who came on to relieve Luis Arroyo in the third inning after Grote had opened with a double and then been singled home by Clemente. Stafford came on and got Stewart, Cimoli, and Burgess in order. And now here's Don Hoke. Right-hand swinging third baseman. Waiting the first pitch now from Bill Stafford. And the big Yankee right-hander throws a curve that chipped off the corner. Strike call to Don Hoke. Hoke was kidding himself quite a bit in the Pirate dugout prior to the ball game today. And the one-strike pitch coming down to Don. A breaking ball wide of the plate. Ball one, strike one. Somebody remarked that they thought he was one of the greatest Pirate third basemen they'd ever seen. Don said, yeah, he said, I'm pretty good when I'm feeling well. He said, but I'm sick a lot of the time. Now the 1-1 to Don is a strike two call. Stafford seemed to let up a bit on the curve and dropped it in over the outside corner above the knees. One ball, two strikes. Fiery competitor. Outstanding glove man. Don Hoke waiting the one ball, two strike pitch from Bill Stafford. Here it is. Swing and a drive. Takes one hop in front of Kubek. Off his shoulder. He goes to his left to retrieve. Throws to first. Not in time. Hoke is safe. We'll wait for the official scorer's verdict. A line drive. Took one hop in front of Kubek and then caromed off the left shoulder. He chased it. Threw to first. Not in time to get Hoke. We'll give you the story on that as soon as the official scorer passes along to us. Here is Mazeroski turning away from an inside offering, only to have the bat or the ball carom off the bat foul down to the boxes behind the Yankee dugout. A strike one to Mazeroski. The ruling has been announced as a base hit. Too hot to handle. The pitch to Mazeroski. Let up. Hit on the ground toward third base. McDougal has. Goes to second. One. Now to first. Off the mark. A bad throw. And Scourin falls down. And now here is Mazeroski retreating to first base. He tripped over Scourin and made the turn toward second. I realized he didn't have a chance as Elston Howard was down there backing up. Hoke is forced at second from McDougal to Bobby Richardson. Richardson's throw to first base off the mark. No error, just a force out at second base, and Mazeroski now holding first. No error charge. McDougal wheeled to Richardson at second, and in plenty of time to force Hoke, and Bob's throw to first base to get Mazeroski was low, got right on by Scourin, backed up quickly by Elston Howard, and Mazeroski, who had made the turn at first base, quickly retreated back to the bag. Harvey Haddix now steps in. The Pirates have a runner at first, one out, and Haddix, who struck out against Arroyo in the second inning, now faces Bill Stafford here in the top of the fourth. All ready to go now. The pitch coming down to Haddix is high for a ball. McDougald in on the infield grass at third base, figuring that Haddix may be going to the bunt to move Mazeroski along. Haddix stepping out momentarily. Now he moves back in again, bangs the barrel into the bat on the plate, and we're ready. One ball, no strikes. Lead at first by Mazeroski. The pitch is a breaking ball high and a ball two. 2-0. Of all of baseball's heartbreaking experiences, certainly Harvey Haddix has shared one of the greatest. 12 perfect innings against Milwaukee, and then lost the ball game. Here's a strike call to Haddix. That was a very unusual ball game. because Adcock of Milwaukee hit a home run, but Henry Aaron on the base paths went down to second, and then instead of coming right on through, cut across the diamond back to the dugout. Now the 2-1 pitch coming to Haddix. It's high and away. Ball three. Stafford turns away in disgust. The young man unhappy over not being able to get the ball exactly where he wants it. Three balls, one strike. Mazeroski holding first base. One out in the Pirate half of the fourth inning, top half of the fourth. And the score, the Pittsburgh Pirates 4, the New York Yankees 2. Now the set, the 3-1 pitch to Haddix. Swing and a foul out of play behind the plate. 3-2 to Haddix. Now the big one, 3-2 pitch. Now a quick throw to first base. Back in time, Mazeroski. Stafford toes into the rubber, into the abbreviated stretch, sets. And the pitch, swing and a ground ball, grabbed by the pitcher. He throws to second. That's one out. Now to first, and the double play. Pitcher to the shortstop covering at second, back to first for the double play that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, none left. And the score now, at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play, it's the Pirates 4 and the Yankees 2. When it goes without saying, when Murtaugh has to go to the bullpen, he can certainly call an Elroy face. He's their number one relief man. Well, if he comes in, he'll have to go a long way to top young Larry Sherry, last year's series hero for the Dodgers, you remember? Larry finished every game the Dodgers won. And Larry is another Gillette man. He says, I never had any kick about the shaves I got, but when I tried those new Gillette Super Blue Blades, I just never believed shaving could be so fast and easy. Have you tried the new Gillette Super Blue Blade? Upwards of 12 million have. And if we can judge by sales today and the thousands upon thousands of comments we've received, this blade is giving men shaving comfort almost beyond belief. Men who know call Super Blue Edges a scientific breakthrough produced by an entirely new process exclusive with Gillette. Gillette Super Blue Blades are double-edged for economy and convenience and fit any Gillette razor. Won't you try it now in this money-saving World Series offer? A supply of Super Blue Blades and a handy zip-out dispenser, a one-piece Super Speed razor packaged in a smart travel case for only 89 cents. Separately, Super Blue Blades are 10 for 69 cents, 15 for a dollar. We pause 30 seconds for station identification. Haddix delivers too high to Elston Howard, leading off in the last of the fourth inning. And now there's a ground ball hit a little bit to the right of the shortstop, Grote. He goes over and makes the pickup. The throw to first is for Hart, and Howard is safe. Stewart went leaping up into the air to make the grab, and Howard is safe at first base. The ruling is an error, a throwing error charged to the Pirate shortstop, Dick Grote. An error. Ground ball a little bit to the right of Grote. He made the pickup, and then his throw was much too high, even for the big Pirate first baseman, Dick Stewart. So the Yankees have a runner at first with none out, and Bobby Richardson faces the left-hander, Harvey Haddix. Haddix, with a quick look to first, throws a ball inside low. Richardson went out to second baseman Mazeroski to the pitcher, Haddix, covering at first in the second inning. A throwing error. Charge to the Pirate shortstop, Grote. Strike called now. Richardson walked up. He was kind of creeping up on the pitch and turned himself a little bit more toward right field and then took it for a strike. 1-1. Pirates 4, Yankees 2, in case you just joined us from Yankee Stadium in game number 5. Now Haddix ready to go once again. The 1-1 to Richardson. Swing, and there's a line drive to the second baseman. He has, throws back to first, and it's a double play. Line drive to Mazeroski, the second baseman, and he wheeled and whistled his throw to first baseman Stewart, and they doubled up Howard. A line drive double play. Two down, none out, and the batter is Kubek, who went out unassisted to Dick Grote. Or rather to Dick Stewart, the first baseman in the second inning, and was credited with the first Yankee run batted in. Pitch. Strike call to the left-hand batting Kubek. And the one-strike pitch. Outside. One and one. Well, Richardson hit the ball well, just about two steps to the right of the second baseman, Mazeroski. He grabbed the line drive and whipped it back to Stewart at first in time to double Elston Howard. Two out now. The 1-1 is low and away. Ball two. Two and one. Tony Kubek. Left-hand batting Kubek is played to hit the ball more to the opposite side of the field. Center fielder Burden is shaded around toward left center. The line drive double play a moment ago is the fifth Pirate double play in the series so far. And the 2-1 pitch to Kubek. Haddix throws. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two and two. Two out now. Haddix into the move now. 2-2 to Kubek. Foul ball comes. Check that. He missed it. Evidently, it's a swing and a miss, and the ball comes right by Burgess all the way to the screen, and down to first base goes Kubek. A strikeout is recorded by Haddix, and a passed ball is charged to Smokey Burgess. It looked as though it were a line foul right back to the screen, but he missed the ball completely, and Burgess had to chase it back to the screen, and Kubek, off and running, is safe at first base. Bill Stafford stepping in now. In the regular season for the Yankees, he batted 22 times, had one base hit. Now, Yankee Stadium still buzzing a little bit about that Kubek play of a moment ago. He took a full swing but missed the ball completely, and the ball came whistling right on through Burgess. The pitch is too high to Stafford. Ball one. Ball must have just ticked the mitt of Burgess on top of it and came skidding right on through to the screen. And Kubek is now at first base. Two out of the inning, and the 1-0 pitch to Stafford is right down the pipe, and the strike is called. One and one. One ball, one strike to Stafford. Haddix taking a little bit of a breathing spell right now. Just took the cap off a moment ago, mopped the brow. Now he's ready to go again. The one ball, one strike pitch to right-hand batting Stafford. Swing and a foul ball out of play behind the plate. And a count to the Yankee pitcher. One ball, two strikes. Well, the Pirates got three runs in their half of the second inning. The Yankees got one run in the bottom of the second. Pirates picked up their fourth run at the top of the third. The Yankees got their second run in the bottom of the third. Now the one ball, two strike pitch to Stafford. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. For the Yankees, no runs, no base hits. One Pirate error, one man left on. The score at the end of four. It's the Pirates 4 and the Yankees 2. Well, last night it seemed like most everybody was talking about the series, and especially about Elroy Face or Bill Verdon. And when you stop to think about the series, you know, you naturally think of Gillette. We've been broadcasting these games for 21 years. And this year, you should see the letters, and there are thousands and thousands of them, received by Gillette. The writers go all the way describing the all but unbelievable comfort they get shaving with a Gillette Super Blue Blade. Have you tried it? What if you haven't, let me tell you, you have something wonderful in store. You just never believe you could get shaved so clean, so refreshing, and so fast. So how about it? Try the Super Blue Blade on Gillette's special money-saving trial offer. While they last, you get a dispenser of Super Blue Blades, a new Gillette Super Speed razor, and a handy travel case for only 89 cents. Or if you have a modern razor, get Super Blue Blades in dispensers of 10 for 69 cents or 15 for a dollar. A moment ago, Smokey Burgess was charged with a pass ball that allowed Kubek to take first base on the strikeout. And from the press box came the announcement that that was the third passed ball charged to Burgess in the series, and it is a World Series record. Of course, that's one of those that Smokey would just soon forget about. To lead off for the Pirates in the top of the fifth inning, Bill Verdon. who made a tremendous catch in right center field in yesterday's fourth game to rob Bob Serve of what could have been a triple. Now the pitch coming down to Burden, a slow curve, and a strike is called. Beautiful pitch rolled in on the left-hand batting Burden. Now the one-strike pitch, another let-up, is swung on and missed. Strike two. Boy, that thing floated up there like a little old balloon. But, of course, Burden's timing was completely off. Two strikes now. Here's Stafford into the move, and the two-strike pitch. He ripped the fastball, but missed low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Stafford is checking with Elston Howard to pick up the sign. Spreads out in that windup now. The pitch is a curve cut on a ground ball. Sharply hit to Richardson, the second baseman. Down on one knee, he makes the pickup. Throws to first in time to get Burden. One away. On the Pirate half of the fifth inning. Another now, Dick Grove. In two previous appearances this afternoon, Grove flied out to left, and then he doubled to left field in the third inning and eventually came on to score. The Pirates' fourth run of the game when Clemente singled him home. Stafford in the move now. First pitch coming down to Dick Grove. Curve, but it missed outside. Ball one. Beautiful, beautiful sunshine in Yankee Stadium in New York. Temperature 72 degrees at the start of the game. The 1-0 pitch to Grote is right in there. Strike is called. One ball, one strike. One out, none on. Stafford about ready to work the 1-1 pitch coming down to Dick Grote. Here it is. Ground ball hit toward the shortstop. Backing and waiting as Kubek take a bad hop, but he grabs anyway. Throws to first in time to get Grote. That ball threatened to hop over the head of Kubek. He backed off about a step and a half to play the ball, and then it suddenly took a kangaroo jump way up in the air, and Tony extended the left arm, snared the ball, and made a quick throw in time to get Grote for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down. Here is Clemente. Bounced out to short in the first inning, single to left to drive in a run in the third. Stafford throws. Look out. This one got away from Stafford and went behind and over the head of Roberto Clemente, and Clemente really had to bail out in a hurry. I mean, he hit the dirt. That's kind of a pitch that might get a hitter to thinking a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Stafford already, he throws. Swing and there's a drive, hit toward the shortstop. Kubek to his right, makes the grab, the quick throw to first. In time, and that's all for Clemente. And for the Pirates in the fifth inning. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of 4 1/2 innings of play, it's the Pirates 4, the Yankees 2.
This portion of the 1960 World Series is brought to you by General Motors.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM, because there's more to choose from.
Yes, you get solid General Motors value in every one of the GM cars for 61. Widest choice ever. Chevrolet and the new size Chevrolet, the Corvair. Pontiac and a new size Pontiac, the Tempest. Oldsmobile and a new size Oldsmobile, the F-85. Buick and a new size Buick, the Special. And Cadillac.
Value and choice from GM.
And remember, all these great General Motors cars are backed by the new GM dealer warranty, which excludes only tires and those items recognized as normal maintenance. It provides the finest kind of protection for your investment during a full year or 12,000 miles of driving, whichever comes first. Last half of the fifth inning coming along in game number 5 at Yankee Stadium, and it's our pleasure once again to swing the microphone around to that man from Chicago of the Chicago Cubs, Jack Quinlan.
Thank you, Chuck, and hi again, everybody. The Yankees will lead off with the top of the order here in the last half of the fifth inning. Gil McDougald, Roger Maris, and Bob Serve. McDougald has been thrown out on two superb plays, one by Don Hoke on a bunt attempt back in the first inning, and the other by Harvey Haddix, who stopped a smash headed for center field and threw him out in the third. Yankee fans start to talk it up. The Bombers trail the Pirates 4-2 as we swing into the last half of the fifth inning in New York. Harvey. Harvey Haddock's on the mound, Whiting. First pitch to McDougald on the way, is swinging a fly ball, curving out into right field. Clemente over, he's near the railing, he's going to make the catch, he does, in the corner in right field. McDougald hit the first pitch here in the bottom of the fifth, and Clemente went over near the 296-foot sign and the foul pole in right field and caught the ball in fair territory. One away. Here's Roger Maris, who drilled one into the front row of the upper deck his last time up out in right field after grounding out in the first inning. One out and nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. Pirates 4, Yankees 2. A big ball game. Of course, they're all big, but whoever wins this one has a decided advantage heading back for Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Strike a curveball at the belt. 0-1. Unlike most left-handers, Haddix has excellent control. Never once in his entire career in organized baseball have his walks exceeded his strikeouts. And only once have his strikeouts been under 100 in any one season. Here's a curve popped up out behind shortstop by Maris. Dick Groat back on the grass waiting. He's under the ball. He makes the catch and they're two gone. Maris pops to Groat. Here's Bob Serve. He has 1-for-2, a single in the first inning, a slow hopper down the third baseline. Two out, nobody on. The muscle man, Bob Serve, right-handed batter. He's the fella that Burden committed robbery against yesterday on that leaping catch at the 407 sign in right center field. The pitch by Haddix. A curve, it's down low, ball one. Frank Grissetti stationed at third, where he's been for so many years in the coach's box for New York. Ralph Houk at first. Here's the windup. The pitch by the kitten on the way. Serve checks his swing. It hits the outside corner. Strike. Even up. Ball one and strike one. Yesterday, here at the ballpark, there were 67,812, and on Saturday, there were 70,001. Here's a foul ball into the Yankee dugout at first base, and they scatter over there in a hurry. Today, the final series game in New York this year is the only day in the three that we've been here that we've noticed so many empty seats. There aren't too many, but they are noticeable after the first 2 days. Ball one and strike two on Bob Serve. Two out on the last of the fifth. The Pirates lead 4-2. Haddix winding. The 1-2 pitch to the big outfielder. A ball, it's low. 2-2, even up. Hoke at third, Groat at short, Mazeroski at second, Stewart at first. Somoli in left field again today. There is a possibility that Bob Skinner might play on Wednesday. Burden in center field and Clemente in right. Now the 2-2 pitch to Big Serve on the way. Curveball, it's low, into the dirt. Ball three. Full count. Three balls, two strikes on Serve, batting with two out and the bases empty. The Yankees trail by two. A lot of folks, a lot of baseball men, and Pirate fans in particular, had been wondering how long it would be before the Pirates started to hit. Well, they have today. Here's a curve. He struck him out. Bob Serve goes down swinging on a 3-2 pitch. Strikeout number four for Harvey Haddix. And a three up and three down in the bottom of the fifth inning for New York. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on base. And at the end of five full innings, it's the Pirates 4, the Yankees 2.
Name's Stokes, my friend, and you know, I've got your car.
Frank Buxton is my name, and you got my car?
That's right. You want value, don't you?
Yeah.
You want choice, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, boy, there's
value and choice from GM.
Yes, General M has your car. Whether you want a coupe, a sedan, or a wagon, your car.
Or a jazzy convert for the gal that I'm dragging, my car.
If you want a park without a lot of seats sawing,
or a car big enough to fit a mother-in-law in,
chances are you'll find your new car at the end. Cause there's more to choose from.
Before you buy a car this year, see what you get right here.
Value and choice from GM.
At the top of the sixth inning, Dick Stewart will lead off for the Pirates. He has singled and he's popped up to McDougal so far. He'll be followed by Somoli and then Smokey Burgess. Yes, the Bucks have begun to hit. They have 4 runs, 6 hits so far for the Yankees, 2 runs and 3 hits. Actually, in the first 4 ball games of this 1960 World Series, it was the Yankees who had been doing the hitting. They had scored 32 runs
on 56 hits, an average of 8 runs and 14 hits per game. While the Pirates were averaging 3 runs and 8 hits per game, Stewart swings and hammers one foul on the ground past the third base coach Frank Osiak. It hits the railing and is chased out into left field by the foul line umpire Stan Landis of the National League. One strike on Stewart, leading off the sixth, the Pirates in front 4-2. Haddix has gone the route against Dittmar, Arroyo, and Stafford. And Stafford, by far, has been the most effective of the three Yankee pitchers used. Dittmar lasted an inning and a third, allowed 3 runs, 3 hits. Arroyo lasted two-thirds of an inning, allowing 1 run and 2 hits. Stafford, so far, has allowed one hit, an infield hit by Don Hoke. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball chopped on the ground. Nice play by McDougal to third. The whip across to Scourin, and Stewart is out, one away in the sixth inning. Bouncing ball to McDougal, and he threw him out. Somoli up. He's 0-2. Gino has scored one of the 4 Buck runs. What a day. Boy, if we'd ordered this 6 months ago, it couldn't have been any better. That's one thing. The weatherman has been most cooperative. Here's the windup and the pitch by Bill Stafford. Curve, a strike under the belt on the inside corner to Gino Somoli. Stafford is the newest and the youngest of the 11 Yankee pitchers, 22-year-old right-hander. He's winding, kicks the left leg and delivers. Curveball, strike right over the plate. This kid has good control in his brief career with the Yankees thus far. Nothing and two on the right-handed swinging Gino Somoli. One gone in the sixth. The pitch by Stafford. Curveball, pop foul back here. Just in front of us, and it drops onto the net. In 60 innings of pitching for the Yankees this year, Stafford walked 18, struck out 35. He won 3, he lost 1, and his earned run average was 2.25. Here's the 0-2 pitch again to Somoli. Struck him out on a fastball. Somoli pulled the trigger and got nothing. So there, 2 gone in the sixth. Strikeout number 1 by Bill Stafford, the second Pirates a fan. Here's Smokey Burgess, who's doubled and grounded to Richardson. They have done some calculating with figures, with money and gross and net receipts and attendance figures and everything in the first 4 games. The pitch to Smokey, swung on, a fly ball to center. Here's Mantle digging in hard, now slowing up, moving in toward left center field, and he makes the catch to retire the side. 3 up and 3 down in the top half of the sixth inning for Pittsburgh. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, none left. At the end of 5.5 innings, the Pirates 4, the Yankees 2.
Value and joy from TM. For 1961, the completely new full-size Buick with the clean look of action. Trimmer on the outside with clean, unbroken lines, yet roomier and more luxurious on the inside. And you get more go on less gas with Buick's new Wildcat V8 engine. See the new 1961 full-size Buick at your quality Buick dealers.
It's at your dealers now. See the new Buick soon. I started to mention the fact that the figures have been played around with a little bit as far as player shares are concerned. Of course, you don't know yet how many shares will be voted for each ball club, but the winner's share will average about $8,500 per man, and the loser's share will be approximately $6,500 per man when the melon finally is sliced up at the end of this 1960 World Series. Mickey Mantle will lead off in the bottom of the sixth inning for New York. He's walked twice, the first time intentionally, and Haddix lost him in the third with a pass. So Mickey leads off the Yankees sixth, and he'll be followed by Bill Scourin and Elston Howard. Mantle batting right-handed against the southpaw slants of little Harvey Haddix. 35-year-old left-hander from South Vienna, Ohio. Weighs just 160 pounds, stands about 5'9". The first pitch is low and inside to Mickey, ball one.
Paddock's best season in the majors was in 1953 when he was a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. He won 20 and lost 9. Here's the pitch to Mantle on the way. Swing and a curveball down around the knees, and he missed it, and it's even. Ball one and strike one. That 20-game season in 1953 is the only year that Haddix was in the 20-game circle. He won 18 the following year. Here's the pitch to Mantle. A ball that's down low. Harvey is continually pitching Mantle very low, trying to make him hit the ball into the dirt or on the ground if he does hit it at all. Two balls and a strike on Mantle. Mickey hitting 400 in the series. Here's a strike, letter high, breaking ball on the inside corner. Mantle has had 6 for 15, including 3 home runs so far in this World Series, and 7 RBIs. The count on him even up 2-2. The windup, the pitch by Harvey Haddix on the way, struck him out on a curveball. Mickey Mantle went after a curveball, and he struck out. One gone, and that's 5 strikeouts by Harvey Haddix. It brings up Moose Gowron, who has struck out and flied to right field. One away in the bottom of the 6th, the Pirates lead 4-2 over the Yankees in Game 5 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium. Tomorrow, an off day, and Game 6 will be played at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. It'll be Bob Friend against Stengel's choice, and he hasn't named him yet. It could be Whitey Ford. Scourin takes a curve low and inside. Ball one. Moose, big right-handed batter, great power to all fields. His home run was to right field yesterday. Here's a high chopper to Groth, the shortstop. He's in and over to his right. The peg is in time, 2 gone. Scourin bouncing out, short to first. That'll bring up Elston Howard, who has doubled and been safe on an error by Groth on a bad throw over to first base back in the 4th inning. Elston Howard, a number 32 on his back, 2 gone here. Yankees have now hit 8 home runs in this World Series. Here's a high pop foul off to the right. It's going to be out of play, including the one by Maris in the 3rd inning today for one of the 2 Yankee runs. Of course, the Yankees are a home run hitting ball club. They set an American League home run record this season with 193. The National League record, Major League record, is 221 home runs in 1 year. The Giants set it when they were in New York, and it was equaled by the Cincinnati Reds. 2 out and nobody on in the bottom of the 6th inning. The Pirates 4, the Yankees 2. 1 strike to count on Yankee catcher Elston Howard. Here's Haddix winding. Little left-hander throws. A ball high and away. Even up. Stengel's 10th World Series, which is an all-time manager's record. In 10 years out of the 12 that he has managed the Yankees, he's made the annual Fall Classic. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Howard. He went all the way around. The only times that he missed getting into the series were in 1954, when Cleveland got in, and last year when the White Sox squeezed it out. Ball one and strike 2 on Elston Howard. 2 out. Here's the pitch on the way. A strike 3 call. Howard looked at it. With a bat on the shoulder, he's called out on strikes. 2 strikeouts in the inning. 6 in the ballgame for Haddix. 3 up and 3 down again. No runs, no hits, none left. And the kitten seems to be getting a little stronger as the game goes on. At the end of 6 full innings, the Pirates 4, the Yankees 2.
What is it, little girl?
What's the name of that car, mister?
That's Oldsmobile's great new F-85. Now run along and play.
What's great about it, mister, huh?
Why, it's the hot new number in the low price field with the new Rocket V8 engine for hot performance plus economy. Please, young lady, will you take your sticky lollipop off that fender?
Sure, mister, but that's my car.
It handles so easy, makes driving a game. Your car.
F-85, what a beautiful name. My car.
It's got room for 6 people, the F-85.
Plus Raggedy Ann, and Eddie can drive.
That's the car you'll find your new car at GM. Cause there's more to choose from. Value and choice from GM.
Now, run along, little girl. You know you can't afford to buy this car.
Hey, mister, don't you know little girls have daddies, too?
We pause 30 seconds for station identification. Into the seventh inning, and leading off is Pirate third baseman Don Hoke, who's had one for two, has driven in a run, and has scored a run. He swings and he misses a Stafford curveball. The Pirate fans and the National League fans here at Yankee Stadium have had their seventh inning stretch. Top half of the seventh, Pittsburgh at bat, leading New York 4-2. The Bucks have out-hit the Yankees 6-3. There have been three errors in the ballgame, two by Pittsburgh and one by the Yankees. Don Hoke, the hitter, with one strike to count on him. Stafford, into the windup. Tall right-hander delivers a changeup. It's high. A ball and a strike. Serve in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. McDougal, Kubek, Richardson, and Scourin around the Yankee infield. Elston Howard behind the plate, Stafford on the mound. He's the third New York hurler. Dittmar started it. Here's the pitch. Hoke swings and fouls one back here. Into the mezzanine section off to our right. And the count rolls to a ball and two strikes. He'll be followed by Mazeroski and then Haddix here in the Pirates' seventh inning. Pittsburgh scored three runs in the second and one in the third. The Yankees got a run in the second and a run in the third. The windup, Stafford's 1-2 pitch. Curve, it's low into the dirt right around the plate. And the count is even up now, ball two and strike two. The Pirates won the pennant in the National League, finishing seven games in front of Milwaukee and nine games in front of the Cardinals. The Yankees won it by 8 over Baltimore and 10 over the White Sox. Here's a curve. It's low and outside. 3-2, a full count on Don Hoke. The Tiger, his teammates calling. And all you have to do is see him play one ball game, and you'll understand why. He's a demon on the base paths. He has a great pair of hands, possibly the finest third baseman in the league defensively. Good, steady hitter. And a real holler guy and a team leader. The windup. The 3-2 pitch to Hoke. Swinging a foul ball up behind the plate and out of play into the upper deck. It remains a 3-2. Elston Howard gets new baseball from Dusty Bogus, who's the plate umpire today. Rubs the ball up a bit and fires it back out to Big Bill Stafford. Game 5. Yankee Stadium. Pirates lead 4-2. We're in the seventh. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Don Hoke. A curve. He swings and misses. He struck him out. Don Hoke opens it up with a strikeout here in the seventh inning. Strikeout number two by Stafford. And the third strikeout by the Yankee pitchers today. Here's Mazeroski. He's 1-for-2. A double with a couple of runs driven in. One out on the top of the seventh and nobody on base. Dittmar, in two starts, got his lumps last Wednesday and today. Here's the pitch. Strike curveball that hangs over the outside corner, letter high. Last Wednesday, in the opening game of the series, Dittmar lasted one-third of an inning. Today, it was 1 1/3 innings before he went to the bathhouse. Here's a changeup outside, a ball and a strike. Mazeroski, good hitter, fine second baseman, excellent on the double play. And has power. He doesn't look too big, but he weighs about 195 pounds. He can hit that ball a long way. The 1-1 pitch to Bill on the way. Swinging a fly ball, popped up out behind short. Kubek out. Serve coming on hard. He makes the catch in left field. Bob Serve came in at full speed and popped that ball in very shallow left field, and there's two men gone. Tony Kubek raced out from short. Serve was playing deep in left, and he really stepped on the gas and got there just in time and made a fine running catch. Two gone, and here's Haddix just coming out of the Pirate dugout now, and listen to the hand that the fans here give the kitten. Well, New Yorkers, whether they be Yankee fans or impartial or Pirate fans in this ballpark today, recognize a good pitching job and a fine performance when they see it, and they've just given Haddix a nice hand as he steps into the batter's box. Two out here in the seventh inning. Pittsburgh leads 4-2. The windup, the pitch by Bill Stafford. Curveball, a strike right over the plate, belt high. This fella has a good curve and a good changeup, which several of the Pirates have gone after without too much success today. Pitch to Haddix, swinging a chopper over the mound. Here's Richardson to his right. Nice play. The flip is going to be too late. A good play, but he beat it out.
Bobby Richardson went behind second, backhanded the ball, and while racing toward left field, flipped the ball over to Scourin, and it's a base hit. Number 7 by the Pirates. That's hit number 2 off Stafford. Paddix is on first base with 2 gone now, and it brings up the top of the order, Bill Burden. Burden hasn't hit a ball out of the infield today. He's grounded out and fouled out twice, once to McDougald and once to Elston Howard, the catcher. Bill Burden with a chance to help the Pirate cause here. A man on first base, 2 gone in the top of the 7th. Pittsburgh leads 4-2. Burden takes a slow curveball inside. Ball on. The shadows have extended halfway across the infield now, covering the mound. The third baseman and the shortstop are the only 2 in the infield in the sunshine. Here's a swing and a pitch down around the knees, and he misses it for a strike. 1-1. Paddix on first base, 2 gone. As Chuck mentioned, Stafford did a fine job after being brought up. Here's a change of pace. It's high. 2 balls and 1 strike. The Yankees purchased his contract from the Richmond Farm Club. And he gave the Yankee pitching staff a shot in the arm, which it needed at the time he arrived. 2 balls and a strike to count on Burden with a man on first and 2 gone. Pitch, curve, a swing and a miss by Bill, 2-2. Two and two on Burden. Years and years from now, they will still be talking about the catch this fellow made yesterday off Bob's serve. Paddix on first base with that black jacket on takes his lead. 2-2 pitch. Curve foul back here onto the net behind the plate. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes on Bill Burden. We have not received the official paid attendance yet for this ball game, but the first 4 games of the series drew 211,797. Of course, this ballpark, Yankee Stadium, much larger than Forbes Field. More people have seen the games here so far. Now the stretch. 2-2 pitch by Stafford. Fastball hit on the ground. Pass Scourin down the first base line. Here's Haddock, grounding second. He's going for 3. Here's the throw coming in, and it's a 2-base hit. A shot past Scourin and handcuffed him. He got his glove on it, but the ball rolled past him down the right field line. Roger Maris and Bobby Richardson had to chase it out there along the foul line, and it's a 2-base hit for Bill Burden. Pirates have runners on second and third with 2 out, and the batter is Dick Groth, the captain and shortstop. Hit number 3 off Stafford, and hit number 8 by the Pirates in the ballgame. Here's Casey Stengel coming out. The Yankee manager is making his way to the mound to talk to Bill Stafford. The Pirates have Haddix on third, Burden on second base. It all started with 2 out. Hoke struck out, and Mazeroski popped to serve. But then Haddix got the infield hit behind second base. A very fine play was made by Richardson, but he was too late with his throw. And then Burden cracked one down the line that got by Bill Scourin after he touched the ball and deflected it, slowed it up a little bit. And it's a 2-bagger for Burden. He's on second. Haddix is on third. Stengel, the old professor, has a word with Stafford, and he's going to leave him in the ballgame. He's just going to talk to him a little bit before going back to the dugout now. Here's Grote. He has 1-for-3, a double. Dick, a good hitter, led the National League 325 this season. Pitch on the way. A curve. It's outside of all. 1-0. The Pirates 4, the Yankees 2. Pittsburgh at bat in their half of the 7th. And the Buccaneers are trying to increase their 2-run lead. Stafford winding now. Here's the pitch on the way. Curveball popped up foul off here to the right behind the plate. It's going to be out of play. And it's into the crowd. 1 ball and 1 strike now. New baseball thrown out to Bill Stafford on the mound. Pirates threatening. They have runners on second and third. 2 gone here in their half of the 7th inning. Grote, one of the most most respected batters in the game up there trying to drill in a couple of runs. Here's a swing and a well-hit ball to left field. Bob Serve going back. He's turning around now, and he's going to make the catch to retire the side. Inning. No runs and two hits. And two Pirates left on, and now the Yankee fans get to their feet for the seventh inning stretch. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, it's still the Pirates 4, the Yankees 2.
The sleek new 1961 Pontiac is comfort designed to give you more headroom, legroom, foot room. It's all Pontiac on a wide track. Powered by the new Pontiac Trophy V8 engine with a new gas-saving fuel induction system. See the new Wide Track 61 Pontiac at your quality Pontiac dealer.
Yes, see them now. Your Pontiac dealer will be glad to show them to you. We go to the last half of the seventh inning. The Yankees coming to bat, trailing by a score of 4-2. Bobby Richardson will lead off. He'll be followed by Tony Kubek and possibly a pinch hitter for Stafford. There is more action in the Yankee bullpen out here in right field. Richardson has been thrown out by Mazeroski, and he's lined into a double play. One of the big plays early in this ballgame was made by Bobby Richardson with his bat. Elston Howard led off the last half of the second with a double for New York, and Bobby Richardson gave himself up. He sacrificed his own time at bat just by hitting a ground ball to the right side of the diamond to get that runner to third from where a fly ball or a hit could drive him in. And the next man, Kubek, hit a ground ball to the first baseman, Stewart, and Howard did score. So it was Richardson who gave himself up by hitting a ground ball to get the runner to third with only one out. Haddock's taking a few warm-up throws here to Smokey Burgess. Richardson all set to step in. There's the peg down to second base. Over to Groth, to shortstop, to Don Hoke at third, and back to the pitcher, Harvey Haddocks. The kitten is ready. Takes the glove off, roughs up the baseball, goes down, adjusts the knees of his baseball trousers. Looks in to get the sign, and the Yankee fans start to talk it up a little bit in the bottom of the seventh inning. The windup, the first pitch to Bobby Richardson. A strike on the outside corner belt high. It has been Haddocks' past history that whenever he gets any kind of a lead, he is a better pitcher than when the ball game is tied. And he has been getting stronger in the last couple of innings here. There's a swing and a shot right at Hoke, the third baseman, a line drive. He's got it. There's one out. Well hit, and Hoke was playing perfectly. He didn't have time to move. He wouldn't have had time to move. The ball was rammed right back at him, a screaming Mimi. There's one gone. Here's Kubek. Grounded out and struck out. But when he struck out, Smokey Burgess missed the third strike, and Kubek got to first base. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kubek hits a line drive, a base hit out over second base into center field. Tony Kubek's ninth hit in the World Series. A single to center field, and now the pitcher Stafford is due up. And I believe Hector Lopez is looking for a bat in the Yankee dugout. That is only the fourth hit off of Haddocks and the first Yankee hit since back in the third inning. Hector Lopez is going to come out to pinch hit for the pitcher, Bill Stafford. Lopez has been at bat five times and he has one hit for an average of 200 in the series so far. During the course of the season, Hector hit 284 for the Yankees with 9 homers and 42 runs driven in. Right-handed batter. There's a man on first base with one gone here. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the Pirates lead the Yankees 4-2. Another thrilling ball game from New York's Yankee Stadium. A scorcher with Haddocks trying to protect a 2-run lead. They play Lopez around the right in the outfield. They give him the left field line and left center. Here's a line drive, a hit for right field. Around second, races Kubek, and now he holds up as Clementi fires the ball back to the diamond. A pinch single by Hector Lopez into right field, and the Bombers have the tying run on with only one out. Runners on first and second with one away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The batter, Gil McDougal. A conference, third baseman Hoke and shortstop Groder on the hill talking to Harvey Haddocks. Well, I mentioned at the start of the inning that when Haddix got a lead, most of the time, he was a tougher pitcher. There's only one fellow who actually knows the answer today, and that's Father Time. We'll have to wait for his decision on it. Danny Murtaugh, the Pirate manager, is coming out of the dugout, walking to the mound. There has been activity off and on in the Pittsburgh bullpen in left field during the afternoon. We'll have to wait here to see whether Murtaugh is going to leave Haddix in the ballgame with the Pirates in front 4-2, or if he's going to call for someone to come in to the Kitten's rescue. He's talking to Haddix. And Murtaugh says, bring me the little guy, Elroy Face. He made a gesture putting his hand out in front of him with the palm down just above his knees, which would be an indication that Roy Face is going to be called in again. Well, Haddix pitched 6 1/3 innings. He allowed 2 runs. He gave up 5 hits. He struck out 6 and he walked 2. And over the bullpen fence hops the little forkballer, Elroy Face, who was brilliant out here yesterday in relief of Vernon Law, saving the game for Law, as he did on opening day last Wednesday at Forbes Field. Haddix, in his first World Series game of his life, pitched his heart out, 6 1/3 innings, and when he leaves the mound in a few minutes, you'll hear an ovation, and Elroy Face gets a hand as his name is announced, because he is one of the outstanding relief pitchers and has demonstrated it here in this World Series. First man that Face will have to pitch to will be Gil McDougall, the Yankee third baseman and leadoff man. The Yankees have Kubek on second, Hector Lopez on first, and there's only one man out. Face taking that long walk in from the bullpen in left field. He has just reached the shortstop position. He has a word with Dick Groat, tosses his jacket to the Pirate bat boy, and he's going to carry it into the dugout. Elroy has been out there throwing off and on. The attendance today at Yankee Stadium for game number 5 of the World Series is 62,753 paid. Here's Haddix leaving the mound. Right behind him goes his manager, Danny Murtaugh, headed for the third base dugout. Harvey gave it everything he had here in the bottom of the 7th, though. Single by Kubek and a pinch single by Lopez after Richardson hit the dickens out of one to the third baseman Hoke leading off. Meant that Haddix was through and Elroy Face is coming on here in relief. Elroy Face has been in 2 ball games. He saved Vernon Law's first victory last Wednesday in Game 1, and he saved Vernon Law's second victory yesterday in Game 4. Yesterday, Face came on in the same inning, the 7th, and he retired 8 straight Yankees to end the ball game and save it for the Pirates by a score of 3-2. This ball game is 4-2 Pittsburgh. McDougald is up. Yankee runners on first and second with only one man out. Face, little fella, right-hander, looks in to get the side. Here's the stretch by Elroy. The runners lead away. The pitch to McDougald on the way. A slider, it's outside for a ball. The fork ball is the best pitch that Elroy Face has in his collection, and he'll use it all 70 to 80% of the time. He also has a good slider, and he can pop in that fastball with a lot of success. Here's a foul up the net right in front of us, and it's rolling back down. 1-1. Kubek at second, Lopez at first, one out. The ball game in the bottom of the 7th, the Yankees trailing 4-2, trying to come from behind, trying to make it a lucky 7th here at Yankee Stadium, their own backyard. Face getting the sign, taking his time. Now he's all set, into the stretch again. The glance back at Kubek, pitch to McDougald, a ball, a curve, it's high. 2-1 the count on Gill, with Roger Maris on deck. Kubek, who singled with one out, got his first hit of the ball game. He had hit safely in his first time at bat in each of the 4 previous games. Here's a ground ball to Groat. Might get 2. throws to second out. Relay to first. Not in time. The throw pulled Stewart off the base. The middle man is out. Hector Lopez is forced at second base from Grote to Mazeroski. On the play, Kubek takes third. McDougal is safe with a fielder's choice on first. So now the Yankees have runners on first and third with two gone. Almost a double play, but Mazeroski's throw to Stewart to try to complete the DP was down the home plate side from first base, and it pulled Stewart off the bag. Kubek on third, McDougal on first, and two gone. Here's Roger Maris. He's grounded out, popped up, and hit a home run into the upper deck in right field. The tying run on first base, two gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pittsburgh 4, the Yankees 2. Maris hammers one foul down the first base side. It hits the railing and then ricochets into short right field. Roger really got around on that baby and pulled it foul down the first base line. Elroy Fays trying to save this ball game for Harvey Haddix. The two Pirate pitchers working in the game today are two of the smallest in baseball. Haddix followed by Fays. New York runners at first and third, two out. The last half of the seventh inning. Face into the stretch, hands down. 0-1 to Maris. A swing and a high foul ball off to the left. It's going to be out of play into the seats. And the count goes to two strikes on Roger. Bob serve in the on-deck circle down here to the right. Clemente very deep in right field in front of that 344 sign, just a couple of feet in from the warning track. Burden deep shaded in toward right center field, and Cimoli pretty well out in left center. Two strikes on Roger Maris. Two singles in the inning. Yankee runners at first and third, two gone. The pitch inside at the belt. 1-2 the count on Maris. The American League RBI champion this year with 112. Finished second in home runs to teammate Mickey Mantle. Roger ended up with 39, one less than Mickey. Here's the pitch. Struck him out on the fourth ball. They got him. And retires the side. Roger Maris goes down swinging, and again, Elroy Fays came to the rescue. In the seventh for New York, no runs, two hits. Two Yankees left on. And after seven innings, it's the Pirates 4, the Yankees 2.
You get more value, more choice when your car's from General M.
General M? Is he with Grant or Lee?
Step into the showroom, Dad. I'm talking about General Motors and the new 61 Chevy Corvair. It gives you more. More space for your luggage, more space for you. More get up and go. Economical, too. It's a car for people with young ideas.
Good. Corvair is my car.
This engine in back is the Corvair. It's hustle your car.
Now, isn't that cute, like a gal with a bustle? My car.
With more space and spunk, steers light as a thistle.
Come on up the trunk, Corvair makes the girls whistle.
Chance to car, you'll find your new car at GM. Cause there's more to choose from. Value and choice from GM.
Well, Dad, how do you feel now?
Better put me in this Chevy Corvair fast, son, before I'm too young to have a driver's license.
We go to the eighth inning of the ballgame with the Pirates coming to bat. They're going to face another Yankee pitcher. He's strolling in from the right field bullpen. And it's flame-throwing Ryan Duren. Well, Billy Stafford worked five innings today. He did not allow a run. He gave up three hits and struck out two bucks. And pitcher number four for New York, Ryan Duren, has just reached the infield. Duren, during the season, was in 42 ball games, 41 as a reliever in a start late in the season, the last few days. He won three, lost four. He was the only Yankee pitcher this year to have below a .500 record. Three wins, four defeats. Duren's earned run average, 4.78. First pitch, warm-up pitch to Elston Howard, gets completely away from him and rolls to the screen, which is a typical Duren maneuver. In his only start against Washington this year, Duren struck out 5 men in a row to tie a record. First 5 men up. Ryan was in one other game in the series, pitched a total of 2 innings, did not allow a run nor a hit, struck out a man, walked a man. First man to face him, Pirate right fielder Roberto Clemente. As we go to the 8th inning, the Bucks out in front of the Yankees 4-2 in this, the 5th game of the 1960 World Series from Yankee Stadium. Jack Quinlan and Chuck Thompson hoping you fans are enjoying it. This has really been a show here in New York. The final phase of the New York part of the World Series, this ball game here today. Tomorrow's open. Wednesday, the war resumes at Forbes Field with Bob Friend going against possibly and probably Whitey Ford. Duren is a native of Wisconsin. Makes his home now down at San Antonio, Texas. 6'1½", weighs 195 pounds. Here's Clemente. Grounded out twice to Kubek and singled his other time up, driving in a run in the third. The Pirates, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. The Yankees, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. 8th inning, just starting. Duren, fastball pitcher, looks in, has the sign from Howard. The windup by Ryan. Here's the opening pitch to Clemente. It's a ball backhanded outside by Elston Howard. Nobody takes a toehold against Duren. They're up there ready to run, or to sit out, or to fly out of there in a hurry. Dittmar started, then Arroyo in the second, Stafford in the third, and Duren here in the top of the 8th. The windup and the pitch to the Pirate right fielder. A swing and a miss by Clemente. A ball and a strike. Serve in left, Mantle in center, and Mickey is shaded way into right center. They're giving Clemente all of left center field. Person right. Duren bends at the waist, looking in to get the sign from his target, Elston Howard. 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's a strike two call right down the pipe. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Boy, we have had nothing but blue skies all afternoon. Duren scraping at the rubber out there, the dirt, getting it set just the way he wants it. Clemente leading off in the 8th will be followed by Stewart and Cimoli. Pirates 4, Yankees 2, top of the 8th. The windup, the 1-2 pitch to Clemente, struck him out, fastball. Swung and missed. Strikeout number 1 by Duren, number 4 by Yankee pitching. Here's Stewart. Dick singled in the 2nd, popped up in the 3rd, and rolled out in the 6th. One away in the 8th. And big number 7 steps in to hit. Dick Stewart, the first baseman. This fella actually broke in as an outfielder. Big right-handed batter. Here's the windup by Duren. The Yankee right-hander fires a fastball, and Stewart pulls the trigger, swinging and missing. Strike 1. Even in bright sunshine, it is not easy to see that blazing fastball of Duren's, and in the shadows now, it's especially tough. I think Clemente will agree with that. He just struck out. 1 strike on Stewart. 1 away here in the 8th. The pitch by Duren on the way. Here's a curve. It's low and outside. A ball and a strike. I think the fact that Duren threw a slow curveball amazed Stewart as much as it did the rest of the crowd. One and one on Dick with 1 gone in the 8th. Pirates out in front, 4-2. And whoever wins this baby takes the go-ahead game. Here's a swing and a very high fly ball hit out into left field. Bob Serve coming in. Boy, this ball's up there. He's getting under it, and he makes the catch for the 2nd out. That ball was hit a mile in the air, shallow left field, and caught by Serve. It brings up the left fielder, Gino Cimoli. He's 0-for-3, but he has scored a run. Safe on a fielder's choice back in the 2nd inning and scored. And then he flied out and struck out. 2 out and nobody on. Top half of the 8th. Nobody has scored since the 3rd inning. It's been a great battle all the way. Here's a swing at an inside fastball, and we went all the way around and missed it for strike one. The folks in the box seats along third base all the way out to the bleachers are still in the sunshine, those people downstairs, and also a lot of them in the upper deck, down the third base and left field lines. Two out, nobody on. We're in the eighth inning of the ball game. Rinder and winding. The spectacled right-hander fires a fastball, a strike call to Cimoli, felt high. Blazing speed, real mustard. Nothing and two the count on Cimoli. Burgess on deck, hoping to get up in this inning. Waving a couple of bats around down here to the left. Two out and nobody on, two strikes to count on Gino Cimoli. A very pronounced close stance. His back is facing almost the third base coach. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Duren. Strike three call. He put a slider on the outside corner, and Cimoli was caught looking. Two strikeouts in the inning by Ryan Duren, and the Pirates are 1-2-3 up and down on the top of the eighth. No runs, no hits, nobody left on. And after 7.5 innings of play, it's still the Pirates 4, the New York Yankees 2.
Value and choice from GM.
There's nothing like a new car, and this year GM gives you more value, more cars to choose from, more new models that set a new standard of reliability. General Motors reliability.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM, 'cause there's more to choose from. Value and choice from GM.
Today's the day to see your GM quality dealer.
Here's something every motorist should know. Exclusive GM Guardian Maintenance, which means factory-trained mechanics giving educated service with factory-approved parts and the most modern equipment. Take your car or truck to your GM dealer for Guardian Maintenance. We pause 30 seconds now for station identification. The bottom of the eighth inning, here's Bob Serve leading off against Elroy Face, and he takes a breaking ball low and outside. Rocky Nelson is now playing first base for the Pirates, replacing Dick Stewart. Nelson, considered a better glove man, in there for defensive reasons. Serve swings and misses a pitch at the knees. 1-1 on Bob. He has singled, grounded out, and struck out. Face came on in the bottom of the seventh and put down a Yankee uprising. Forkball is high, 2-1. And forkball breaks down. Very tough to hit, and when you do hit it, 9 times out of 10, it'll be banged right into the dirt. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a very high fly ball to center field. Bill Burden getting back under the ball, waiting, goggles down, and he makes the catch, one away. Serve hit a ball to straightaway center field, and Bill Burden grabbed it for the first out. It brings up Mickey Mantle. Has struck out, walked twice. He's batting left-handed for the first time today. One out and nobody on in the bottom of the eighth. The Yankees trail the Pirates 4-2. A remarkable comeback yesterday by the Bucks, and a fine performance they've put on here today against the American League champs. The pitch is down low to Mantle, ball one. One out. Bill Scourin on deck. Boy, there's not a weak stick in that Yankee attack. Here's the pitch. A ball low and inside. Maris, Serve, Mantle, Scourin, Howard, McDougal, Kubek, and even Bobby Richardson proved that anybody in that Yankee lineup is capable of riding the ball right out of the park. Here's a fork ball that's high, 3-0 on Mantle. Don Hoke, the Pirate third baseman, calls time. He moves halfway into the mound, barks something to Roy Face, and then walks backward to his position at third. He's playing in on the bend of the grass, shallow at third base, well off the foul line. 3-0 on Mickey Mantle with one out. Pitch by Face. Ball four, he walked him, and that brings up the tying run. That's the first walk issued by Face and the third walk given to the Yankees in the ballgame. Mantle, a real speedball at first base with one out, and here's Bill Scourin, who has struck out, flat out, and rolled a shortstop. The Pirates 4, the Yankees 2 in the bottom of the eighth. Yankee fans hunching forward now on the edges of their chairs, hoping that the Moose can get a hold of one and pound it. Roy Face looking very calm and cool and collected out there in the hill. Little Elroy. Fireman Deluxe. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Scourin. He went all the way around. Gowron has terrific power. He can pull and he can bang that ball to right field, as he proved yesterday with a home run on the right field seats. Mantle leads at first base. Pitch to Scourin in the dirt, blocked by Burgess nicely. A ball and a strike on Big Bill Scourin. Elston Howard on deck. The Bucks have Hoke at third, Grote at short, Mazeroski at second, Rocky Nelson playing first in place of Dick Stewart. Mantle takes his lead. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a line drive, curving foul into the box seats in left field. Bill Scourin got around on one, and he pulled it down the left field line foul. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes on the Yankee first baseman. Mantle had rounded second. He goes back to first. That Scourin will scare the daylights out of any pitcher. And he did many times this year, the only Yankee to hit above 300, 309. Moose hit 26 homers and drove in 91 runs during the year. He's the tying run at the plate right now. One ball, two strikes to count. Face stretches and throws. A swing and a pop-up out behind third. Here's Grote, the shortstop, going out. He's in fair territory. Behind third, and he makes the catch. Two gone. Scourin pops to Grote, the shortstop, who caught it down the left field line fair by some 4 or 5 feet. And there are two men gone. Elston Howard is being called back. We're going to get a pinch batter, and it might be Barra. Or it might be Long. We're going to get a pinch batter here for Elston Howard. With two out on the bottom of the eighth and a man on first base, it's going to be Yogi. Yogi Berra is coming out to hit for Elston Howard. Berra has three hits in 13 times up. He's driven in a couple of runs. That's a batting average of 231 in the World Series. Howard had one of the five Yankee hits today, a double, and scored their first run. Barra, a real powerhouse, a number eight, steps into the batter's box. Left-handed swinger facing right-hander Elroy Face. Mantle on first base, two gone in the bottom of the eighth. The Pirates lead 4-2. Barra taps one foul over here to the Yankee dugout. It goes over the top of the dugout and up into the box seats. One strike on Yogi Barra. Everybody deep. Mazeroski back some 3-4 steps on the grass at second base deep. Clemente very deep in right. Burden deep in right center field. Simoli pretty well out there in left. Mantle walked with one out, stayed there a scour and popped up. Now the pitch to Barra. Yogi swings and hammers one foul back on the screen. Strike two. Yogi hitting for Elston Howard. Considered by a lot of pitchers as the most dangerous hitter in the game, Yogi Berra. Especially in a clutch situation when the blue chips are on the table. And of course they are in every one of these games. It means gold and glory to everybody who's on the diamond. Two strikes, no balls to count on Berra. Mantle on first, they're two gone in the Yankee eight. The Pirates lead 4-2. Face out there in relief of Haddix. Looking in, getting a sign from Burgess behind the plate. Now the stretch by Elroy. Nothing and two to Yogi. Fires one high and outside, and Burgess has to leap at it to stop it. And it's a ball and two strikes. Barra has been known to jump off the ground and hit a pitch like that right out of the park. Here's the stretch. One and two pitch. A ball outside. Yogi is a notorious bad ball hitter, which means that a lot of times he will swing at pitches that are nowhere near the strike zone and crank them out of the ballpark. Two balls and two strikes on Barra. Teammate Mantle on first, two gone in the eighth. Hoke guarding the line at third. Big hole at short between Hoke and Grote. Hoke will give him a single on the left side of the diamond, but he won't give him two bases. Here's a foul ball back up on the net, and the count remains even up at two balls and two strikes. Barra represents the tying run up there at the plate. Yogi having a little chat with Dusty Bogus, the plate umpire. Now Barra taps the plate with the end of that stick. Face looks out toward center field. That flag out there at the top of the pole is just hanging. There is no breeze whatsoever now in Yankee Stadium. Two balls and two strikes on Barra. Mantle on first takes his lead. They're two gone. The stretch. Here's the pitch. A ball that's high and outside. Bobby Richardson is on deck. Full count on the Yogi Man. 3-2 on Barra. And on the next pitch, Mantle will be off and running for second. Well, Elroy's going to have to put everything he has on this pitch and get it in there, and Yogi will be waiting. Mantle takes his lead. He'll be going on the 3-2 pitch, the stretch. There goes Mickey. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to Mazeroski. He has it. Here's the throw to Rocky Nelson and Barra, and the Yankees are retired in their half of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on base. And after eight full innings of play in Game 5 at Yankee Stadium, it's still the Pittsburgh Pirates 4, the New York Yankees 2.
Henson, the Commander-in-Chief wants a car.
Yes, sir, General.
You realize, of course, it must be the best there is, and I am speaking globally.
Yes, sir, and I've got it. Cadillac for 1961, a new inspiration for the motoring world, and I'm speaking globally. Cadillac, a car of timeless beauty, uncompromising luxury, and truly matchless performance. It's your car. Under the hood, everything is perfection. Your car.
I've checked the inside. It passes inspection. My car.
Trimness and crispness add to Cadillac's beauty.
It's above and beyond the call of duty.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM. Cause there's more to do some. Value and choice from GM.
A Cadillac for the Commander-in-Chief.
Yes, my wife will be in to pick it up herself.
We're gone into the ninth inning of the ball game. Ryan Duren taking a few warm-up throws. Yogi Berra is putting the catching gear on. He'll stay in. He hit for Elston Howard and bounced out. And now here's Yogi coming out to take his spot behind the plate to remain in the ball game as the Yankee catcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, now catching.
In the ninth inning for Pittsburgh, Smokey Burgess will lead off. He'll be followed by Don Hoke and Bill Mazeroski. The Pirates have 4 runs, 8 hits. The Yankees, 2 runs and 5 hits. And for the second straight day here at Yankee Stadium, the fans have seen tremendous baseball. The toss around the Yankee infield. Gil McDougal flips the ball to Ryan Duren, and here's Smokey Burgess. He's doubled, bounced out, and flied to center. Some battle. The two Pirate victories have been by close margins, 6-4 and 3-2. The two Yankee wins have been completely lopsided, 16-3 and 10-0. This ball game, 4-2 Bucks as we swing into the top of the ninth. Ryan Duren has the sign from Yogi. He's into the windup and the pitch to Smokey Burgess, a ball high and outside. Smokey hit .294 during the season with 7 home runs. Number 6 on his back. The Pirates wear vest-type shirts. Those were introduced many, many years ago by the Chicago Cubs. Here's the pitch. A strike fastball right down the middle. The Cincinnati Reds in the National League also wear the same type uniforms that the Pirates do. Sleeveless shirts. They have sweatshirts on, and then they put the vest-type uniform on over it. 1-1 the count on Burgess leading off the top of the ninth. Pirates 4, Yankees 2. Big Duren winding now. Here's the pitch by Ryan. A swing and a miss by Burgess. He went all the way around. The lights have been turned on now. When this ninth inning got started, they turned on the juice. Although we still have plenty of sunshine in left field and in center field. And around short and third. Well, I think we better take the weatherman back to Pittsburgh with us. He's cooperated so beautifully here in New York. Here's the pitch to Burgess. A line drive, a hit to left field. Here's Bob Servover, going to pick the ball up. Burgess rounding first. He's going to try. Serve boosts the ball. Here's the peg. It's going to be high, and he's in standing up. That may be a hit and an error on serve. He had trouble picking the ball up. It's a hit and an error on the left fielder, Bob Serve, and now we're going to get a pinch runner for Burgess. Smokey's second hit, hit number 1 off Duren, and hit number 9 by the Pirates. And an error on Bob's serve enabled Smokey to go to second base. Now Joe Christopher, a utility outfielder, And a fellow who can really pick him up and lay him down is the pinch runner at second base, running for Smokey Burgess. That means in the bottom of the ninth, the Pirates will use a new catcher, either Bob Oldis or Hal Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, running for Burgess, number 23.
Well, Smokey broke out of his batting slump in pretty good shape today with a single and a double, 2 for 4. Christopher's at second base with nobody out in the ninth as the Pirates try to get another run or two. Don Hokup, safe on an error, has an infield hit, and the last time up he struck out. Fastball almost hitting. Here's the runner going to third. The ball gets away from Berra. The throw is too late. He's in there. The pitch got away from Yogi Berra, and Christopher headed for third, and he made it. A wild pitch is charged to Ryan Duren. So, the Pirates have a runner on third, even though the man who started it got only a legitimate single. He got to second on an error by Serve, and he goes to third on a wild pitch by Duren. The Yankee infield is playing in tight now. A hit or a long fly ball will score the run from third. There's nobody out. Christopher running for Burgess is on third. 1-0 on Hope, the windup. Pitch by Duren on the way. A swing and a foul by Don back here to the screen. 1-1. A ball and a strike. New baseball thrown out by plate umpire Dusty Bogus to the mound. Ryan Duren, the fourth Yankee pitcher of the afternoon. Dittmar started, then Arroyo, then Stafford. This is Duren's second inning in relief. He entered the game in the eighth. Christopher down the line a few feet at third. Duren winding, 1-1 to Don Hoke. A ball inside, another fastball that backed him away. 2-1. Mantle playing fairly shallow in center field. When Hoke gets a hold of one, he can hit it a far piece. He was robbed yesterday by Mantle on a tremendous catch by Mickey, going at full speed into right center field and deep. 2-1 pitch by Duren. Swinging a ground ball up the middle of base hit. Here's Christopher scoring. It's 5-2 Pittsburgh. Don Hoke singled through the box out over second base. Joe Christopher scores easily. He walked in from third base. And the Bucks now lead it 5-2. Run number one and hit number two off Ryan Duren. Brings up the second baseman, and a fine one he is, Bill Mazeroski. He's had one hit a double, but it drove in two Pittsburgh runs in the second inning. 1 for 3 for Maz. The all-star second baseman for the National League this year. 5-2 Pittsburgh, top of the ninth. Hoke on first. There is still nobody out. Here's the stretch. Hoke hopping up and down like he might be going. Pitch to Maz is down low for a ball. You recall in the first ball game of this series at Forbes Field last Wednesday, in the very first ball game, the Pirates tested the throwing arm of Yogi Berra. One ball was thrown into center field. Kubek later got the error for failing to cover second base, and Berra almost threw another one away. Here's the pitch. Swinging a pop foul back here. This hits some of the bunting above us and drops onto the net below. One ball and one strike. The Bucks have 10 hits. They got 3 off Dittmar, 2 off Arroyo, 3 off Stafford, and 2 off Duren. They've scored on every pitcher with the exception of Stafford. 3 runs off Dittmar, 1 off Louis Arroyo, and 1 here so far off Ryan Duren. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch to Mazeroski. Swinging a foul off the bat handle back on the screen. A ball and 2 strikes. Danny Murtaugh, the manager of the Pirates, has definitely stated that his pitcher on Wednesday for Game 6 will be Bob Friend, an 18-game winner. Stengel says he's going to sleep on it for a night or two before he makes up his mind and makes an announcement. It could be Turley. It could be Ford. The Pirates 5, the Yankees 2 in the top of the ninth at Yankee Stadium. Hoke on first. A run is in. There's nobody out. Now the 1-2 pitch to Mazeroski. Curvy swings and he fouls that ball off of the chest protector of the plate umpire, I believe, Dusty Bogus. Rolled on the ground off here to the right. Ball 1 and strike 2 on Bill Mazeroski. Roy Face, the pitcher, will hit next. This is the go-ahead game, whoever can win it. will have a decided advantage. Moving back to Forbes Field for game number 6 on Wednesday, Duren into the overhead stretch, pitched to Mazeroski. A ball, it's down low, 2-2. Yogi Berra doing the catching. He hit for Howard and stayed in the game here in the top half of the ninth. Looking ahead into the bottom of this inning, the Yankees will send up the bottom of the order. Richardson, Kubek, and a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Here's the stretch. And now he backs off the rubber as Hoke was upsetting him a little bit by hopping up and down over here at first base, taking a very big lead. Duren has the sign. Stretching again. Watch Hoke. 2-2 pitch to Maz on the way. Struck him out. A swing and a foul ball that was hung onto by Yogi Berra. Foul tip. So there is strikeout number 3 by Duren. And the 6th strikeout against the Pirates. Here's Face coming out. Duren has several sets of glasses that he wears. The ones he's using right now are sunglasses. Looks a little like Captain Midnight out there. The Pirates 5, the Yankees 2 here in the top of the ninth. And here's Elroy Face. Pretty good little hitter. Hoke on first, one out. Duren, fourth Yankee pitcher of the ball game, lobs a pitch over to the first baseman, Scourin, and the runner's back. Just a little soft throw to remind Hoke that Duren has not forgotten about him. Here's the pitch to Face. He's going to bunt down the first baseline. It's foul. Beyond the Yankee dugout, Mickey Vernon, the first base coach for the Pirates, runs over and picks it up. One strike on Elroy Face. This crowd today, the smallest in the three games at Yankee Stadium, 62,753. Yogi Berra flashing the sign. This is Yogi's 66th World Series game. That is an all-time record. Duren into the stretch. Here's the pitch to Face. Ooh, he bunts foul again. That ball came close to hitting him in the hands, wrapped around the bat handle. A fastball came in on him, and he jumped out of the way, and the ball was bunted foul to the right. Two strikes. Serve in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. They're playing around to the right. Playing Face to hit the ball late if he hits it at all. Two strikes on Elroy. A single, an error, and a wild pitch started it off in good shape for the Pirates here in the ninth inning. They lead 5-2. Here's the pitch to Face. He's going to bunt. He takes the pitch inside, gets away from Yogi, but he locates it finally, and Hoke does not try to move on. He stayed at first base. Berra had trouble finding the ball. It was right between his feet all the time, to the left and behind home plate. He tore the mask off and searched around for it. But he finally spotted it, and Hoke was playing it safe, remaining on first base. Elroy Face, batting right-handed here, number 26, trying to get a hold of one, or trying to lay down a bunt. Let's see what the case is. Here's the stretch, McDougal charging, looking for the bunt. He's going to bunt, and he does foul, and he strikes out. And I believe that Dusty Bogus might have been hit by that foul ball, trying to bunt with two strikes on him. Face bunted a foul behind the plate, and it's a strikeout, number 4 for Duren, and number 7 against the Pirates this afternoon. So they're two out now with a man on first base and a run in. Pittsburgh out in front 5-2. Brings up the top of the order, Bill Burton. One hit for Bill, a double. He's been up 4 times. There was a time just a few weeks ago when Dusty Bogus was umpiring a National League game with the Cubs, and he was hit in the chest protector with a foul ball just below his heart and was hospitalized overnight just for observation. Here's a peg to first base, and Hoke goes in on all fours. He made it, though. That time, Duren was not fooling. He fired that ball to Scourin. Hoke on first, two gone. Ninth inning in the ballgame. The Pirates lead 5-2 over the Yankees. Duren into the stretch. Another peg to first base. Ooh, he whistled that ball over to Scourin. And again, Hoke went in on his knees. Duren knows that Hoke can run. He's keeping an eye on him. Hoke takes his lead. Scourin playing right on the bag. Here's the stretch. Now, Duren backs off the rubber. Hoke has him upset a little bit by hopping up and down. Duren tugs at the bill of his cap, looks in again, getting the sign from Vera. Now he's stretching. The crowd yelling for Hope to go. Here's the pitch to Burton. A fastball, a strike at the knees. 0-1 on Bill. This fellow's catch yesterday will go down in World Series history as one of the greatest. There have been many in World Series play. Many fine catches. Probably some have equaled Burton's, but I doubt if any has exceeded it. In spectacular movement that he made yesterday. Hoke on first base, two gone. Hoke taking a pretty good lead, and he's got Duren shook up somewhat. Here's the stretch by Reinhold. Pitch on the way. Swinging a chop to the mound. He's going to get it on two hops. Here's the peg to Scourin. Burton is out, and the Pirates are retired in their half of the night. They scored one run. There were two hits. There was one error, and one man was left on base. And at the end of 8.5 innings of play, it's the Pirates 5, the New York Yankees 2.
Value and joy from GM.
Now it's the 60 wonderful Chevrolet, the new size, U-size Chevy. Trimmed a bit on the outside to give you easier parking and maneuvering. Inside, it's roomier and more comfortable than ever. Chevrolet, the most usable, livable, likable car yet. See it at your quality Chevrolet dealers.
Your Chevrolet dealer offers 30 new models. See them today. We pause 30 seconds for station identification. Half of the ninth inning, Bobby Richardson leads off. Bob Oldis is the new Pirate catcher. First pitch is a ball. It's high and inside to Richardson. Oldis catches just about everything one-handed. He's replacing Burgess, who was taken out for a pinch runner. Face fires a strike, forkball. 1-1 on little Bobby Richardson, who on Saturday here in New York hit one of the most dramatic blows that he'll ever hit, a grand slam home run off Clem Levine. Face winding. 1-1 pitch to Richardson. A swing and a high pop foul, curving back out of play down the left field line. It's going to be in the lower seats. One ball, two strikes. A new baseball tossed out to Roy Face. Haddix worked 6 1/3 innings, allowing two runs, five hits. Struck out six and walked two. Face, so far, has struck out one and walked one. Has not allowed a hit. Elroy checks the scoreboard, glancing over his left shoulder out there in deep right center. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to Groth. Should get him. Up with it. Peg across to Rocky Nelson in time. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Richardson tapping out short to first. Tony Kubek, the Yankee shortstop, is up with one away in the bottom of the ninth. Pittsburgh leads 5-2. Johnny Blanchard, a utility catcher, has come out with a couple of bats in the on-deck circle. He'll hit for the pitcher, Duren. One gone at the bottom of the ninth. Pitch to Kubek. A strike right down the middle. Slider. Kubek has 1-for-3, a single. He now has 9 hits in 21 at-bats in this World Series of 1960. Left-handed batter, big rangy, 6'3". Here's a swing and a very high pop-up out near second base. Groat and Mazeroski both over. Groat says, I'll take it, and he does, behind second. Two gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Johnny Blanchard, a Yankee utility catcher, becomes the final New York hope with two down in the last half of the ninth inning, the Yankees trailing 5-2. Blanchard's been up twice, and he has one hit in the World Series. During the year, John hit .242 with four homers and 14 runs driven in. Two out in the last half of the ninth. A lot of fans getting up to leave, but boy, this game of baseball, some strange things have happened with two out in the ninth. Here's a forkball in there at the bell, the strike called. Bases empty, two gone. The last hope for the New York Yankees rests on the shoulders of John Blanchard, left-handed pinch hitter. Face winding, little Elroy cuts loose with a ball that's low, and the count is even, ball one and strike one. Somoli, Burden, and Clemente in left, center, and right. They're shading Blanchard. They're playing him to pull. Hope well off the line of third, even with the bag, but swung way over away from the foul line. Groat at short. Maz at second, Nelson at first. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a long drive, right field. Clemente back there under the ball. He's got it. Pirates win 5-2. Blanchard hit one deep to Clemente. A line drive in deep right field. Caught. Three up and three down in the last half of the ninth inning. And the Pirates win the ball game 5-2. And they now take the lead in the World Series 3-2. And now they swing back to their own backyard, Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for Game 6 on Wednesday afternoon. An open date tomorrow for traveling. But Game 6 will be played at Forbes Field on Wednesday with the Purdue boy, Bob Friend, going for the Pirates against Stengel's nominee. And Casey has not announced yet who his pitcher in Game 6 will be. Well, here are the totals in the ballgame. For the Pirates, 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, 5 men left on. The Yankees had 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, 7 men left on. The winning pitcher, Harvey Haddix, his first World Series decision. The losing pitcher, Art Dittmar, his second loss of the 1960 World Series. And we'll be back with a recap and a summary of the ball game in just a moment. But again, the final score, the Pirates 5, the New York Yankees 2.
This year, General Motors offers you cars with more solid value built into them, more breadth of choice than you've ever known. Yes, it's
value and choice from GM.
So today's the day to see your quality GM dealer.